Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Mendel Rivers to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner. The revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on reports from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he had been saving for just the right occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so goddamn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally screwed Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news, and no pictures of Harry Arm, Women Liberationist, and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, or Engelbert Humperdinck. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised. Will not be televised. Not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
The very least. forgot to tell us what this old land was for. Roku turns the acre boy between the stones. This was no South Fork, it was a Ponderosa, but it was the place that I called home.
February made me shiver with every paper I deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the news died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Well, I know that you're in love with him, 'cause I saw you dancing. King.
that I die.
To whip somebody's ass. Oh, I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, if you don't leave me alone, you're gonna have to send me home. 'Cause I'm about to whip somebody's ass. I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, if you don't leave me alone, you're gonna have to send me home. 'Cause I'm about to whip somebody's ass.
Desire to enslave our fellow man is unfortunately intrinsic to the human character. It has been with us since the beginning of time on every continent and in virtually every culture. From ancient Egypt to Babylon to Greece and Rome, Africa, Asia, Europe, and the United States. It's a disease of our human nature, yet people are under the impression that it no longer exists.
As long as you behave like a slave, you'll remain in the jacket. They keep you straight and grip you up in court like a racket. Represented, ain't it fantastic? Your attorney and your judge study the same magic. You are an infant, a person that's unsound. They give you life vests, take it off and you will drown. At least that's what they try to teach you. They give you A and B, I don't subscribe to either. You should see stone cold through their fallacy when they try to control the debate with a duality. Pick one, then you think you got a choice. You've essentially squandered your motherfucking voice. I talk to the masses to see what I find, and eventually I gathered half a million like mine. Fuck a million men, there's 100 more times than what you thought. That consensus was created by crime. Your First Amendment is better than a doornail. Speaking your mind will get you fined or war jail. We're building bombs that you wouldn't believe. You want the right to bear arms, roll up your sleeves. Your First Amendment is deader than a doornail. Speaking your mind, I get you fined or more jail. We're building bombs that you wouldn't believe. You want the right to bear arms? Roll up your sleeves. As long as you behave like a slave, you'll remain in amazement. Lost in a labyrinth of your enslavement. Wandering in a CIA-approved arrangement. Listening to a blabbermouth for entertainment. The true fame, what it's cracked up to be. Patriots are manufactured in a factory. Most so-called hate groups they've all been to. ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center. You might hear my words ungodly and jest, but you don't know about the wicked Dr. Jolly and West, who looked after Tim McVeigh right up until his death. Sirhan, Sirhan, Jack Ruby, and probably Koresh. Some say Oswald was just one lone nut. Others that say the CIA murdered JFK, so what? The human animal makes me want to channel Lord Milner and execute everybody who's off kilter.
All that's out of order, that's what they're saying, seems to be brought down. And they ain't playing fluoride in your water, that's what I'm saying.
That's all that I am, and I am not capable of bowing to a man, and I am not capable of granting jurisdiction, especially considering the fact that you're a fiction, especially considering the fact you ain't real, and I'm flesh, and I'm blood, and I breathe, and I feel, and I'm here, and I'm now, I exist in this time, and the only place that you exist is the mind, and the only evidence of your existence is paper, I'm 80% water, you ain't even made of vapor, you ain't nothing but a figment of the imagination, of men and women whose opinions held as legislation, but how does that opinion then create an obligation upon an autonomous sovereign without a nation? I'm saying, as a king I stand above your law, and it doesn't even matter whether or not I cross your bar.
Your First Amendment is deader than a doornail. Speaking your mind could get you fined or more jail. We're building bombs that you wouldn't believe. You want the right to bear arms? Roll up your sleeves. Your First Amendment is deader than a doornail. Speaking your mind could get you fined or more jail. We're building bombs that you wouldn't believe. You want the right to bear arms? Your beloved America's a British colony de jure. The king funded both sides of the Revolutionary War. The people does not include you. You're a whore. You can verify that in Barron vs. Baltimore. Look on your deed and you'll see the word tenant. Slaves cannot own property, just rent it. Social Security's in place to enslave us. The trust fund, they blew it. Stewart vs. Davis. It's all psyched out in black and white. Decided very long ago how you'd react and fight. Contingency plans were drawn up exact precise on how to distract your nights from the facts of life. They polarize the people to attack and fight within groups searching for truth and hijack the plight. I knew a few patriots who lacked the price. One of them's drunk in a lounge singing Mack the Knight. The other two have disappeared unheard of. Some say suicide, others say murder. Watch out for patriots on the radio. Many know the truth, but they simply won't say it though. I ain't looking for beef, 'cause most of you're friendly. But Alex Jones seen juices as kosher as any. Another money bomb, how much can you lend me? What can I get with 3 quadrillion pennies? Your First Amendment is deader than a doornail. Speaking your mind will get you fined or more jail. We're building bombs that you wouldn't believe. You want the right to bear arms, roll up your sleeves. Your First Amendment is deader than a doornail. Speaking your mind, I get you fined or more jail. We're building bombs that you wouldn't believe. You want the right to bear arms? Roll up your sleeves.
the slaves.
The Jewish people seem to run 90% of all the media and all of the Hollywood movies.
All right, thanks for the call.
By the way, Larry didn't say he hated the Jews.
Question, why are you still breathing? I mean, why haven't you really just taken a toaster oven and thrown it in the bathtub with yourself and had a party? Because that's what you need to do.
I mean, Kate Foxman of the Jewish ADL admits that the 8 largest movie studios are run by Jews. Joel Stein, also Jewish. Joel Stein says a part of Jews run Hollywood and the movies and the media. And Jason, please, don't call yourself the info warrior if you don't even know those basic facts. He was asked by reporters, the Jews own Hollywood, and he looked at the reporter like he was nuts. He said, well, of course the Jews run and own Hollywood. So what? According to Jason Berman,
he even dared to say that the Jews run Hollywood.
All right, welcome to Crazy Nation Radio. This is your host, Ron Rick. How's it going tonight? I'm having a piss-poor time with BTR for some reason tonight. I don't know what the gig is on this, but it's been one freaking hassle. I don't know what it is. They changed the host calling number to me for some reason. Every time I called into it, told my pen didn't match. So I had since I called that old number so many times, I remembered it, so I called it and then it let me in, but it's been giving me a pain in the ass ever since I started tonight. So I'm going to have a little chit-chat with the folks at BTR tomorrow, because there ain't no ground to talk to you. But hey, I want to welcome everybody here. Michael Hood's in the house, Iggy Mom, Antoinette from Delaware is here, guest 778 and guest 7784, and my buddy Golf Dogs and Mr. Talk stopped in to hang out with us for a while. How's it going, Mr. Talk? Glad to see you. But anyway, man, BTR has been with a pain in the ass tonight. I thought it was my phone, but nope, they changed the number for call-in for the host. It's 213-325-3434, which I don't get it. I don't know why that number is there, but I called in the old number, which was the 646-200 on and on number. So that's how I got it. I don't know what the hell went on. I don't know if the other hosts are seeing it. If you are, please let me know. Just throw it in chat room, bring it up to me so I know I'm not losing my mind, which I know I have already done. So I lost my mind a long time ago, and it wasn't in the works when I became a BTR host. I went completely, clinically insane. But here, but I'm still here with you, though. That makes it even more fun to listen to another guy on a microphone. But that's what I'm doing. All right. So, Antoinette, my girl, how are you, babe? I've been trying to get a hold of you, but you've not called me. Anyway, nice you're still with me. That's cool. I hope that's you. You're opening somebody else. But anyway, I do have a caller sitting in line. I've been waiting for quite a while. So I'm going to bring this caller and see who we're talking with right here from the area code number 832. How's it going tonight?
That's me. That's Golf Dogs.
Oh, it's the Golf Doggy. Hey, what's up, man? I'm sorry, bro. I should recognize that number by now. I remember BTR.
I'm just wondering what the hell you're going through. I mean, Iggy was saying, we haven't had that happen to us yet, thank God. Well, they change your numbers up. I don't either. It don't make no sense.
But it's 213-325-3434. And, of course, my host pen same, but I'm like, what the hell? But if I call that number and I try to enter my host pin, it tells me no, not valid. So I had to go back to the old one and then call in. And I know they received a payment. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because my payment goes in the 4th of the month, I think. I think it's the 4th or 5th, something like that. And it's the 13th, you know.
It would be interesting. It would be interesting to see if Antoinette, unless she's not feeling real good, if she can actually call in like she did, you know, before.
Yeah, my co-host. I haven't changed nothing. She's still got.
Yeah, if she could call in, it would be weird. You know, calling as a co-host, that would be weird. If she was able to do it, and you weren't. That would be kind of blow your mind. You know?
Well, Antoinette, if you could go to the board and see what kind of number you get, let me know what it's showing you for the call-in number. Like I said, the call-in number, it's a 21, it's a California number. It's 213-325-3434. That's what I'm getting. As host calling, I don't see no other options for that either. And let me give you nothing different.
She's on her way to do it. She's going to check it out.
All right,
so you'll
cool.
know, sure.
All right, thank you. Yeah, I don't get it. I don't know what the hell it did. What brought that on? But I've never sent a notice or anything from BTR.
Not yeah.
And I hate to go on a chat thing, live chat with them, because I have a blah, 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 bullshit. You know? You got to fill in all the information. Let's see what it tells you.
I don't know. You know, some weird stuff. I mean, BTR is known for, you know, this extraterrestrial stuff, you know, and Michael Hood is here.
Yeah.
He might be behind it. You know, he knows all about this.
I could be. He went to the mothership today looking up on it, fucking with BTR's computer system.
Yeah.
And hacked it.
You get, somebody weird is taking over, and you don't even know it.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Hey, I want to thank you, by the way, the other night for coming on our show. You came in there, and I think you hung out for the whole damn show. It's rare for anybody to hang around at our show for the whole time.
I was here for the last 2 minutes when my show was starting, so I had to get up.
We usually run them off pretty quick, but, you know, you
right.
hung in there. I said, damn, you know, Ron must be drunk. He must have passed out in his chair and is playing. He ain't even hearing it.
Now, I wasn't drunk. I was actually sober for one reason or another. I don't know why. But no, I was catching Joe on there from Intellectual Properly. So I jumped on that bandwagon with them guys too.
He's one of my favorites. I mean, the first guest we had, you know, was a great guest, but that guy there. Oh, I mean, he's kind of like a personal hero to me because I can listen to him and he says what I want to say. So I just get a kick out of it, and he puts out a show every 2 weeks, I look. Oh, there she is.
Hello.
Looky there.
Hey, Aunt.
Hello.
Hey, here.
She don't show up in the chat room though.
I'm coming. I can only do many things at a time.
Okay, I don't know how this works. I'm not a host, so I don't know how y'all do that. There she is. There she is.
All right. All right.
Okay, now what did you need me to do?
Did you use the same number?
The host calling number. What does it show you on the board?
It shows me as a co-host.
I
it shows
you
on the board
numbers,
as I usually come up. Oh, I call
six,
in
four,
through
six.
The regular number. No, I call in through the regular guest number. The only
seven,
only
one,
the
eight.
Host can call in. Yeah, only the host can call in through that number.
That
only
number.
One person can. So. The co-host has to call
though?
In through the, 213, they changed the number.
I don't get it. My post pin's not matching up to that. I can use the old number.
Oh, and did it work?
4444. Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, well.
Because it's 213 number, I couldn't get it to save my life. And I'm like, what the hell, they cut me off or some shit, some reason they stopped my show or without notice? Which wouldn't surprise
me. Oh, okay, you're saying that
shit.
The customer service support, so they know something's wrong. Customer service support call center is currently unavailable. Premium host, if you need help, please use live chat under your help tab.
Oh, they're being hammered. They're probably getting hammered.
Yeah.
They've probably been hammered.
This has been going on for several days. I mean, was it last night that people that use ChatRoll for their alternative chat? ChatRoll was down all day long yesterday. It came back up late, like 8 or 9 o'clock at night, but it was down all day long. So I think they're getting hammered. I think they're getting DDoS attacks, sounds like to me.
Yeah. Well, probably in light of what's going on in the world today, they don't want people getting together and talking.
Yep. True.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just called in. Ron was under duress. I called in because Ron was under duress. I said, I'll call in and just kind of bail him out.
Aw. Ron is getting.
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing.
I'm just mad and hectic to figure out why they did this. What the hell? So I'm trying to call. I've got 5 minutes left to get in there. You know what I mean? And I'm starting to panic. So I said, shit, I remember the number. So I called the old number and it came through. Oh, well, shit.
I left another show. I said, this show sucks. I'm leaving this show. I'm going over to Rex's show. And I come over to Rex's show, and nobody's talking. I said, what the hell is going on over here?
Nobody wanted to talk to Ron, huh?
Yeah. I'm
okay, now everybody got their hand. Okay, you got them all open. Okay.
Everybody's up. Mike, you're live, bro.
Greetings, radio people.
Hello, Mike. How are you?
How are you? How you doing, Golf?
How's
everybody? I heard you the other night. It was one of those nights when we're, you know, the homeless talk show crew, all of us, and there were no shows, and I went on to that other show. Oh, my goodness. I went to the other show, and whose voice did I hear? You know, they treat you with respect. I got to hand it to you. They're very nice with you. I mean, there's debauchery and decapitations and mass murder and everything going on all around you and people screaming and swearing at each other. And but you, everybody, they handle you. They're very polite to you. I got to give you credit. I'll find you. I'll live you. Hi, Antoinette. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, and how are you?
No, but you never picked up on that over there?
No, I just enjoyed the show. I think
my God, it sounds like it's all like a Jerry Springer show, but we can't see them grabbing each other's hair and throats.
No, you just don't understand it. I understand it.
I don't know. I just...
You do?
Yeah, I understand it.
It looks
but
like
we become very adamant in our discussions, and you know, and especially when things is going on that we don't like. You know, we become very passionate and very adamant.
Everything you tell me in a minute, I'll be understanding.
Pardon me?
I'll be understanding everything you say in a minute. Just give me a minute.
Oh my God! But no, it was great hearing you. And but it's been quiet. And you know what? Last night I went on to another show. They had some lady that's she's a ghostwriter. I mean, she's written a ton of books.
I always thought ghostwriter was a man. I remember the old ghostwriter.
No. As far as somebody that writes books for somebody else's, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, but like, I remember a ghostwriter that was on BTR.
Right. But I went on to the show, and immediately put me in the chat room.
Excuse me.
Put me in the chat room, and the host of the show said, "Hi, Kilroy." And then I re-answered back. I said, "Hello." And then it said, "You've been kicked out of the chat room." and I went, "Oh, okay, that was interesting." So I tried to get back in and said, "No, you're not allowed to come back in the chat room." And I went, So then I'm on the phone listening, and the guy came on and said, "Hi, caller, can I help you?" or something like this. I said, "Why did you kick me out? I'm not a troll. Trust me, I'm not green. I don't have fangs. Why did I get kicked out of the..." All I said was hello. And he said, "No, BTR's been doing that. They've been kicking people out of the chat room, and we've been having a lot of problems with it all night." So apparently there's other aspects of BTR that was the first time that ever happened to me.
Well, what you do get, Mike, what happens is you get the moderators with BTR. They can sit in these rooms unknown. You know, they don't have to identify themselves. And they go in there, and most of them are the liberal, you know, fruitcakes. And they can do stuff like that and get away with it.
But I just said hello. I mean, that's not either.
Well, evidently they know you from another show. And what I'm saying is that they can get in there and, "Oh, I know this guy. You know, I got him flagged." Boom, kick him out. Just to screw with you.
Yep.
And the thing is, until their boss or somebody finds out what they're doing, then they'll lose a job. Because, I mean, that happens. I've seen that happen a lot. That happened on Twitter as well. On Twitter, I got kicked out one time of Twitter for damn near a week.
Wow.
You know, they kicked me out. Yeah, because I wasn't doing nothing. I mean, I was just posting stuff that, of course, is not what they want to hear. But I was posting the truth, and then, you know, the truth hurts the left. And so I got banned, and I pleaded with several people at BTR. I had to fill out a form and do all that kind of stuff. And several people I know that were, you know, they have a little bit more connections than I do actually said, "Hey, what are you doing kicking this guy out? You know, he ain't done nothing wrong." And bam, I came back, and then they brought me back, and they removed all my followers. You know, they brought me back like I was starting over. And I said, "Hey, what did you?" You know, I complained. I said, "What did you do to all my followers?" And evidently, whoever was working that, they seen that tweet because I sent it to at Twitter, okay? And
right.
At Twitter, boom, restored everything. Within like 5 minutes, all my stuff started coming back in. So you know, you got what it is. You got a lot of guys, you know, working there, you know, in the back room that are libtards, and they do that kind of thing.
It's the same with Facebook. I mean, one time that happened 2 years ago. And my Facebook page, there's no profanity or anything. I'm very careful what I put. I mean, I'll put up an article and I'll say, you know, elaborate on this. or can you believe this? What's going on here? I'll say things like this, Facebook notified me and said that something about hate speech on your site, and you're suspended. At first, they said you can't friend anybody for a week. Then you're suspended from using your Facebook for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I didn't. Somebody turned me in. That's how the liberals argue with you, is they'll ban you on purpose.
But it's not just liberals. That's just people today. Everybody is in a state of turmoil where, people just don't know what's going on.
It's not just
one group.
I'm not a liberal.
I'm neither.
The only one that would be that I've run into that's not vindictive to shut somebody up has been the liberal, the other side. I've never seen a Republican say, who cares?
I've seen some Republicans that would, what y'all consider liberals, that would shame y'all.
What do you mean? Like rhinos?
Whatever y'all want to call it. But I'm telling you, they are disgraceful.
We do have a large majority. I want to say vast majority of the Republican Party are rhinos.
Yeah, okay? A lot of them are.
I've got friends that do not like the word rhino. They think that, that's disgusting. You need to come up with a better term. But it describes it perfectly. I know I can't go away from using that word rhino because it's exactly what they are.
Just like the gun company,
we
found out today, this has been going on for, 4 days in New York. There's some ammunition company upstate New York that produces the custom ammunition for Ted Nugent. And he's advertised it and everything. It's a high-end ammunition. Now we just found out that this company donated to Andrew Cuomo's election this year. The owner of the company personally donated $10,000 to Andrew Cuomo. They're liberals. But they have a factory that produces ammunition.
Yep.
So, in other words, they're cutting their own throats. These people are anti-gun. How is that helping them? And they don't care.
Yeah, they're making ammunition to
become a liberal.
Anti-gun. He said something.
Yeah.
Is there initiation to become a liberal just for that occasion?
I think there is. They give you a hat with a propeller, and the hat's embroidered.
They're all the same to me. And you know what? And I keep telling y'all, keep going with that divide and conquer.
I know.
I'm going to comment on something real quick that Michael Hood is talking about in the chat room.
I'm going to read it in a minute.
Michael is talking about, the Russian bombers are penetrating U.S. airspace.
Wait a minute. Ron's trying to say something, y'all.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did hear you, Ron.
Pinball, many other fine family fun board games I have played on the internet,
what are you talking about?
Entertaining. Well,
divide and conquer.
Being a liberal, I talk about being a liberal, but I don't know what it takes to be one. I mean, I'm willing to learn through special basics. Let me be a liberal, a right wing Republican, whichever. I mean, I got to get some type of group. To feel like I'm wanted. I just want to I belong to some type of group. I just don't know how to be selective which group I want to belong to. So all of them kind of sucked to me, and that's why I never got involved in any groups.
Ron, they're
now,
all
I
the same thing.
I am a member of the Pop Party. I am a member of the Pop Party, and I do contribute to other organizations like Normal and others. And I have played several weed festivals and challenges.
Ah, shit.
They actually call me Hemp Fest. I got, matter of fact, I got my stage pass hanging on my wall by my desk.
Okay.
Back when I was younger,
Ron, did you see Michael Hood put a link in the chat room about the Russian bombers are penetrating the U.S. airspace? Today I seen three, what are the military airplanes, I don't know, helicopters, whatever. I seen three of them go out today from the base when I was standing outside.
It could have been training. I mean, that's common. I mean, helicopters come and go all the time. Up here where we are, that's a common thing.
I live by the base, so.
Yeah, oof. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. We get them in and out of Stewart and West Point, and there's a lot of traffic. And you got a major base down there, do you?
Look at the picture of Putin on his link that Michael had put up. Look at him. Now, does he look like he's about ready to upchuck a bunch of fucking something? Or
he looks like
drunk.
He's constipated.
Are he drunk? Yeah, could be, but he looks like he's drunk or he's very taking a shit. So
no.
One of the two. He's going to blow, a O-ring out of his anal, or
you got to differentiate between being constipated and getting it stuck in your zipper. Now, if you get it stuck in your zipper, it'll have the same effect.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, that means...
No, that's the clenching moment. That when you hit that nerve, and you get that zipper grabbing the whole of your unit, when that zipper grabs
okay,
your unit, that's
come
so tight,
okay, all right, we'll be
there. You would never think of a drop of water. You'd be tighter than a dolphin's asshole. You would never...
Okay, gentlemen, let's get into this article.
I just thought I'd mention it. Whenever you get hurt, that's the person you muscle grabs that one.
Well, Ron, I wouldn't know. Iggy and I would not know.
Yeah, you know,
that.
It just comes after you don't know it's happening.
You know what? We don't know. Russian strategic bombers.
They can stack so fast and catch flies.
Okay. We don't. That's okay. Russian strategic bombers penetrated U.S. airspace 16 times in the last 10 days, according to U.S. defense officials. The bombers penetrated 16 times into northwestern U.S. air defense identification zones. Meanwhile, Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel warned about the heightened possibility of a Russian invasion of Ukraine. U.S. jets scrambled in response to the Russian border bombers several times. Does that sound like a false flag to anybody?
Oh, yeah. You know what that is? I hate to say it. Is Putin is just playing games with Obama, just seeing how far he can push him. Because Obama, he knows Obama will not respond. And he's going to do all this crap. And he knows he can do it. And he just tested. He'll go further and further and further. Because Obama will not do nothing about it. Plain and simple. Obama has no balls. Obama wants to play golf. You know, I think he turned over foreign policy to Joe Biden, and he's on vacation. So what do we got here? Simple.
Well,
is everybody speechless?
I don't know. It seems like they're all just in this together.
They are.
Russia and United States, that they are the two big, superpowers, and they're all in this together. So, if they've been flying over our airspace, as sophisticated as they claim that our our intelligence and everything is here, I'm pretty sure that they could have picked that up. So you mean tell me 16 times they've been in it and no one has noticed it?
Yeah, our military's basically been told to stand down to any aggression. They've been told to stand down to any aggression. And it's not our military right now. You got to understand another thing. It's being controlled by the United Nations. That's what's taking place right now in this country. United Nations are taking control. Our military are basically helpless, and they're basically under command of the United Nations. It has nothing to do with the American military. That's why Obama has removed all of these military leaders, the ones that were outspoken, especially against him. They're all gone. He's wiping them out one by one, and he's still doing it. But he's got rid of the big guys already. And that's what you're seeing right now. This is the United Nations, and the United Nations, they control the Russian military as well. And so, they're going to play these little games. And they're just testing the American people, in my idea.
It's all a false flag. Look at everything that's going on even here in this country. Look at what's going on the outside. So they're building a whole lot of tension and frustration within people so people can crash and go crazy.
Yep.
Maybe so they can have more people.
Now, if we talk to Michael Hood, this is a lot deeper than we even know.
Oh, of course. Is Michael on the line? Michael, are you on?
He's in the chat. I don't know if he's on the line, but Michael can take that
real deep. I know he's in the chat. Michael, you going to call in, please, sweetheart?
Mike, call in.
He can take this real deep. I know Michael. He'll take that deep. He'll say, oh, yeah.
Yeah, where are you, Michael?
We had a Michael Hood imposter the other day. Remember that? Who was on the show with the Michael Hood imposter? That was funny.
Okay, good. He said he's going to call in. Good.
All right. And I found an explanation for what a Democrat is, a liberal.
Uh-oh.
And I got it right here. Pretty scientific. I think he hit it right on the head. And I always liked Bob Hope. But, but anyways, while we're waiting for Michael to call in.
Yeah, I'm waiting for him.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell us the explanation. I thought you just put a link up.
Oh, no, I put the link up so that way you could see it.
Gotcha.
I thought it was pretty funny. It's a Bob Hope clip from an old movie. But
pretty much the best definition I can come up with, you know, is pretty much dumbass.
Antoinette doesn't click on links, so...
I clicked on your link. I don't click on people's links I don't know.
Yeah.
I clicked on your link, and I don't do PMs with people I don't know.
Oh, no.
And that's because I've been trolled and everything else. So see, before somebody says I said something. Okay, look, y'all, we have Michael Hood. I'm getting ready to put him on now, okay?
All right.
Hello, Michael.
Hey, Antoinette and Golf Dog and Mike.
And Ron.
Hey, Mike.
There's our new perspective has shown up. Now, Michael, fill us in. Tell us what's going on, Mike.
Well, I mean, that Russia thing, I mean, like Antoinette said, like you said, it's like Putin is testing Obama and stuff. I mean, it's going to have to deal with Ukraine. I think Ukraine will be the start of World War III. I think we will
have
to.
Yeah, well, that's where that oil and that pipeline that's going to England.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that would be the start of it. I mean, it would just flare up everywhere. It just Iran's going to get into something in the Middle East, and North Korea is going to do something to South Korea. It's just going to be a whole big mess. But the jump start will be Ukraine.
Yeah,
the jump start of World War III.
Yeah, because then you have Russia and China that would be against us if we intervene.
Yes, that's correct.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got to look at Syria and Iran, and I think them are the two last nations that want a centralized banking system.
And
so
that's not a part of the UN, because the ones that are not a part of the UN and the ones that are not a part of the banking system are the countries that we're going after. You know, those are the ones that they're trying to take control over.
North Korea, Iran, and Syria, the last of them.
Oh, is just three of them left? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
It's not just the bombers. Even supposedly one of our submarines was chased out of Russian waters.
Oh, yeah. I talked about the other night. That's kind of crazy, too.
It's part of the game.
The same thing to each other.
It's part of the game. That's it.
I said earlier, you know, the American military has been given a stand down order. They're not allowed to attack anybody or go after anybody. So whenever they go into Russian waters, whether it be on purpose or mistake, and pushes aggression upon them, they're going to run like a little girl. They're going to run because Obama has told them do not do anything. You know what got my attention was Malaysian Flight 17 when it got down. And that massive cover-up that took place there. And Obama immediately came out and started pointing fingers at Putin. Okay, I knew there was something going on there. Okay, this is what he wants. This is what Obama wants. He wants a war with Russia. Okay, and like Michael just said, possibly World War III. I don't know what will come out of all of that yet. You know, it's going to be told. But I knew something was funny. I knew something was funny. Because anytime Obama says something like that, you know he's lying. You know, that's all he does is lie. So, you know, okay, there's something else going on here. So,
I have a question. Obama is the executive chief, right?
You know what I'm saying?
No, more. But let me ask you, Obama is the executive chief, right?
Of what?
Over the military?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Commander-in-chief.
Okay, now who's over top of him?
God.
Who's over top of the commander?
God.
United Nations.
Okay, so
technically, I mean, by our laws and the Constitution and everything, nobody's above him. He's the Commander in Chief.
Lucifer,
not in Obama's world. In Obama's world, the United Nations.
He sticks something in your mouth, gets you drunk, and don't get a cigarette afterwards. What a deal.
Say that again, Ron.
Get it?
No, say that again, please.
You go in front of a guy in a dress. He feeds you with a cracker and gets you drunk with wine and don't give you a cigarette at the end of it.
That's like Bohica. Bend over, I think I love you.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
The
Pope
is in control of the president. He's in control of every leader in every country.
Right. Well, yeah, we've always we always say, you hear this story over and over again, Obama's nothing but a puppet. Well, who is he a puppet of? And I just said it. The United Nations.
The United Nations
are controlling him.
No, but the Pope controls the world.
I agree with that.
Because he's supposed to be the father of everything. He's supposed to stand in the place of Jesus. And he has control over it all.
The Pope has got a speed dial.
Well, certainly the Pope is nothing. Well, the Pope, there's a Pope behind the Pope. There's a Jesuit black Pope.
Right.
There's a black Pope. I forgot his name. Alfonso something. He wears glasses, and he's the Jesuit Pope. He's the black Pope. Mm-hmm. He's the one that calls the shots. That the Pope you see now is the white Pope. That's just like the face of it. But
another puppet. You know, there's a whole lot of puppets that are being used for this.
Yeah, you know, whatever Pope you want to talk about. I mean, you know, there's a whole dozen popes. But, you know, there's Pope on the Rope. You know, you can buy it at a novelty store with that Pope on the Rope. I think they get the Catholic inmates Pope on the Rope. So
I've never seen that.
Anyway. You sit by that pew and you take the water, splash it on your face like you said you're fucking dirty when you walk in. And you're supposed to be giving all your fucked up sins. Then you go to box each other, son of a bitch, forgive me, Father, I have for sin. Or whatever that they say, and just saying something like that. And forgive for our sin. And this dude in the other box over there, this is kind of creepy. You're two different boxes talking to each other. And he ain't supposed to know who you are, but he know who he is. You see him every Sunday at Mass or whatever talking shit, you know. So, anyway, he has these weird conceptions of the Catholic religion. But, you know, you got to kneel down behind the pew for a certain amount of time, which that just don't seem right. That's the point I'm trying to make there. All right?
Well, you have to ask the people that are Catholics. I'm not Catholic, so I... really
but you're not technically kneeling to God. You're kneeling to the guy up on the altar. You see what I mean?
You want me to tell you something really weird, and it might blow your mind. It's my personal belief the Catholic religion, the Catholics, way back when, are the ones that devised and came about and invented Islam. Now, how's that going to blow your mind?
Well, you know how they got the name Catholic? Do you know how they got the name Catholic? I'm going to tell you right now. They were sitting in the living room in one of their tents. They were sitting in the living room in one of their tents back in the old stand days before the Bible and everything, and they had cats in there. Anyway, the guy goes, I got a name. We come up with this bullshit group. Look at that Catholic itself. So we're going to go ahead and
if you ever look,
they reversed the name to Catholic after that, you know, so that's how it worked out.
Do you ever look in the Middle East, whenever you see a mosque, you'll see a Catholic church in the near vicinity, real close.
Oh, yeah.
In the Middle East.
Yeah.
That's how it is over there. They're very close. They're very affiliated.
Yeah, well, the Vatican established all religions. All religions came through the Vatican. So that's not surprising. You know, it doesn't matter, you know, Christian, Jewish, you know, Muslims, all of them were established through
Vatican. Vatican sounds like two things, either a big kitchen appliance or a vacuum cleaner, a Vatican vacuum, something like that. There'd be more that I would consider the Vatican. No, try the Vatican. You need no bags for the Vatican. Call it now for easy payments, $29.95. Have your credit card ready. Operator, there's 10 Vatican. Yeah. Hey, yes, I installed the new Vatican on the back wall of my stove right here, man. And it's really cool. The Vatican's kick-ass. Holds pots, pans, pets, cups, knives, and you can still play a full-blade torch of bocce grill system through it if you want one piece of plastic. Yeah, I always use the Vatican rack. And for entertainment purposes, too. Think about it. The Vatican rack.
Hey, what was it that just happened the other day? Was it Obama that took a break from golf to introduce us to the World Gay Olympics?
Did he?
Yeah, he made it a point to show up. He unexpectedly showed up. They didn't know he was going to do it. He just shows up, you know, to be part of the opening ceremonies of the Gay Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
So
what
does that tell you about the Commander-in-Chief?
What kind of games do they have for the Gay Olympics?
Oh, God, I can only
imagine. Gay Olympics. Is that what you all said, Gay Olympics? Look, man, you guys are completely way off the fucking topic I had tonight.
Run, Tommy, run, run.
My guest, all my
Ron,
guests are
always way off your topic. You know that.
On my show and listen to this, I'm sorry for these people, the way they acted. I have no part to take this vision with these psychotic people on the
radio
here on the internet and radio. And I shall must say that like this.
Ron, you know we never stay on topic. We never have stayed on topic. You know that.
Well, the police shooting us. Police shooting. You know.
But they're not shooting at you, Ron.
Well, shit, what's to say they wouldn't? No,
because they're after black males. Well, black people between... Basically, childbearing age is what they're really going after.
That ain't what I'm
young
saying,
folks.
Though. I don't care if this, no. No. You got to take the color thing out of this.
Okay,
it
but Ron,
wrong.
That's not
because
something that you can
here.
Take the color
it's
thing out of when
sense.
It's happening to,
in reality,
I see
it's
our
wrong.
Children, my children, you know,
I
children of my
group,
youth
though.
That are being killed
but
on the streets.
But what it should not matter what color they are.
But that's what happening
now.
It's by the fact of what they did is what I'm talking about. The fact of what they fucking did. You know what I'm saying? Now, what if this is going to be a black cop? So say with black people or white people. Or is it going to be a white cop? One of two. One of it's Asian. One of it's
not a racial thing. It's an American thing.
It just so matters. That's what I'm saying. You know, they ain't going to reveal this cop. If they told you who the cop was, that motherfucker been gone. That's St. Louis. They don't fuck around. Trust me. I mean, that's my city. I know I've lived there. I grew up in this town. It's not. They don't fuck around. I mean, they take shit really serious, man. But, yeah.
You talking about Ferguson?
I mean,
well,
this guy was out in the road with his hands up, getting on his knees, and gets shot 9 times. 9 fucking rounds, unarmed. That's bullshit.
Have any of y'all ever seen the King Alfred plan?
Rex 84,
yes.
Uh-huh. Operation Garden Plot?
Yes, the King Alfred plan, Rex 84. And it's something that they had planned back in the 40s and 50s, and it was updated in the 70s, and then it was made one to the Rex 84 plan because Reagan got involved in it. Was to exterminate black and brown people because in 77, President Carter said that by 2000 that the birth rate of Caucasians would be so low that it would almost be non-existent, and they had to do something about it. And if you listen to the King Alpha plan, everything that's going on today, you can see where that was planned. And you can see the plan coming in. It's been coming into play.
Y'all want the live stream? Did y'all see the live stream of what the police did tonight?
No, I didn't see it.
I give y'all a link to the live stream. I watched it live when the police came out of the street.
I haven't seen it because
they were using crowd control, and they hit that little sound. What's that little sound called? It's real loud.
Oh, that electronic, the invisible weapon that they use that
No,
I know what you're talking about. Thank you. Thank you very much.
They've got sound, but they also have another one that's like it's like a giant microwave where it can actually heat you up at a distance.
Yeah,
where you're not comfortable anymore.
Yeah, where it does it from the inside out. Where
yeah, microwave, where they'll microwave you.
Yeah, but they also have one that's a sound.
Yeah.
Everybody was on their knees with their hands up, and the police didn't even, they was coming down, right? They came and used flash bomb grenades. What's the other little bullets they shoot out? Beanbag type thing?
Yeah.
Oh,
rubber
see,
bullets.
Okay. See, I didn't.
The
no,
bean
I don't
rounds.
Know when it comes to. Okay, but.
What's this live stream? Is this now?
Yeah,
well,
that's where you're
now, I mean, they'll come back on. It was Greece right now, but it was on earlier. That's the guy that does it. He was on there reporting, and they ran from the armed riot. They had to go with hop fences and everything because they were shooting down back streets, side streets, and everything. They were shooting at the reporters and all.
Yeah, well, I heard last night a woman got killed out there.
Every day. Y'all hear about the Border Patrol agent they found in Texas? He was killed. He had a shotgun, and his shotgun was armed with basically beanbags.
Beanbags, yeah.
Yeah, he had beanbags. That was what he had to protect
that's
himself with.
Riot control, that's all it is. That's not, you're not going to defend yourself with that.
No. Yeah. All that is kind of piss them off, make them even more mad. You know, this is what's going on in this country. The chaos we see in the country right now, the chaos you see in Missouri, and what you see in Missouri is just the beginning. It's just the fourth. It's going to tell you what's going to happen everywhere
that's
else.
That's not the beginning. See, that you got to remember this. Basically, Trayvon Martin's case is what was the recent events of what started this. But this has been going back ever since Emmett Till.
You're correct. It's all about to incite racial violence, and racial violence is what's taking place. And racial violence is all done by Obama. Everything that's going on right now, Obama did it.
Did Obama kill Emmett? Was Obama behind Emmett Till's death?
Behind what?
Emmett Till. You know, Emmett Till was killed back in the, 40s or 50s? I mean, because I mean, and then there was people that were killed, you know, Rodney King beaten and things like that.
Yeah,
you know, Obama
but hold on. You got to remember, I was there for Rodney King.
But it still happened. I mean,
yeah, it happened, but it was a whole different thing than what you guys are talking about.
Because people are because
I was down the street
tired.
From it. And I'll tell you what, it was not a race. The media made it into a racial thing. These people were looting. Why? Because they wanted free stuff. They didn't care about Rodney King. That's the truth. Honest to God.
Here you guys go right here, guys. This is when they used the flashbang. This is when they first started the shooting. Here it is right here. I just put it in the chat room.
Is
this the same link? This is a different one.
Let me tell you what. When they looted all them stores over in Missouri, Why didn't they loot the work boots? They left the work boots alone, took all the Nikes. Why? I wonder why. Think about that.
Can y'all tell me what they're shooting right now? I don't know what they're shooting right now. They look like fireworks, Roman candles.
Yeah, I don't know. Let me take a look. It's probably tear gas projectors. Oh, they're flashbang grenades. They're like for stunning and stuff and... And see the gas coming out. Some of them are flashbang, but some of them are. See, it's just a stun and also tear gas.
Uh huh.
See the gas? Do you see the smoke come up from it?
Uh huh. Oh. Okay.
Now nobody wants to get gas. They're out of there. They don't want to get hit.
A couple people had gas masks on, so I mean.
George ain't here, by the way. I don't know where. If George is here, he's going by another name.
See the gas? That was it. Everybody got out of there. You see the gas, but, I mean, where you are, you don't have to be up to close to that cloud to smell it and burn your eyes. So you want to get away from that stuff.
What am I missing here?
It was about the what's going on in Missouri with the tear gas and riot control and everything else. But,
right.
I mean, you know, L.A., there was a lot more hatred and everything else, and there was a lot of resentment because of what happened with the Watts riots. And a lot of people still resented that. And so anytime you're taking a lot of the lowlifes that we had in L.A., gang members and everything else, they were looking for any excuse they could to loot. It's free for all. We're taking the streets. Now, the cops, they didn't do anything. They stood by. Reginald Denny got the hell beat out of him on TV. Almost killed a guy. I think the guy's got brain damage from it, from the beating that he took.
Talking about that truck driver, Mike?
Yeah, the truck driver, Reginald Denny. We're watching it on TV. The cops, nope, they didn't intervene. Cops weren't out. You know why? Because they figure at that point, it's not worth getting into it. Let the dust settle. Let everybody kill each other, rape, pillage, rob, whatever you want to do. Street's yours. Because if they get in the middle of it, somebody's going to get shot. Somebody's going to get, now you created another martyr. It's being videotaped. They were going over those videotapes and picking people up for months. Months and months afterwards, arresting people for the looting. They even got some cops that were in stores. The closed-circuit TV got cops even looting. You know, security for stores and stuff? They were taking stuff. I mean, it was a chance to rip stuff off. It had nothing to do with... Most of those people didn't even know who Rodney King was. Says, what? Free television? I'm on it. Katrina. You know how many of those people stayed behind? I got this right from my buddies, a state trooper down there, saying, you know what? There is a chance to make some money. Pharmacies and everything else, hang out, just put up with the storm. We can make some money. And one buddy of mine, that one trooper told me himself, he watched one guy drown because the levee broke, the water started rising, he was carrying a huge TV, and they kept telling him, they were on the boat, drop the TV, get in the boat, drop the TV, He tripped, it pinned him, the guy drowned. Nobody from that boat jumped in to get him. That was his decision. Greed. It came down to greed. His life
okay,
was...
Okay, so but you're saying that those people that did not leave their home...
Oh, a lot of the people, a lot of the people, the gang members, they were in one gun battle that you didn't even hear on the news. You saw there was one gun store where a whole bunch of gang members went into the gun store and the police cornered them in it. And it lasted for hours. Not one of those gang members ended up leaving alive. They
happened
looting.
Also in Missouri. The most recent thing, it just happened a few days ago, is when they started rioting and looting over there.
Yep.
The owners of a gun store and a few other businesses came out with their own people and their friends with their guns and stood out there and checked that store, and they weren't touched. They left them alone because they knew. They knew, you come here, you're not going to make it out alive.
You're
going
to get shot. Because when the rules, when it comes down to it, those are the rules of the street. I want something for nothing. I don't care about you. People were loading, there's video footage of it, taking their trucks, ramming doors, and then loading the trucks with stuff and driving off. I was talking with the manager of it was a Home Depot that was right next to Pace. Remember Pace before they changed the name to Sam's Club? Do you remember it used to be called Pace?
No.
Well, it was.
I don't remember that.
That was the Buyer's Club before it was called Sam's Club. Sam's Club bought it out. Anyways, Pace got looted. They drove a truck right through the door. They went in there. Man, they cleaned out everything. But the Home Depot next to it didn't get touched. The reason was the manager was laughing about it. They even interviewed him on TV. He took the forklifts and took all the drywall and stacked it up as high as he could, blocking all the doors and entrances to the Home Depot, all the plywood, all the, you name it. Now, how do you battle that? You stack it up that high. How do you get through that? You can't, because you get seconds. You want to steal. You want to smash and grab. Then they took the forklifts, took the batteries out of them, and put them up against it, too, to make it even harder. So the rioters couldn't get in. So what they did, they went into Pace and wiped it out. It was all about looting, getting something for nothing. Like I said, the majority of the people didn't even know who Rodney King was. It was a chance to get free stuff and to raise hell in the streets and do whatever they wanted. Burn pillages, burn people's houses. There was, whenever there's a disaster or an excuse for a disaster, the greed in society comes to the top. And I saw the same stuff, but not to that extent, because everybody was affected then, during the Northridge earthquake when we were in L.A., the same thing. Oh, my God, it's a disaster. The rules don't apply, man. Let's go do it.
I've seen the same thing in Katrina, when Katrina took place, and the surrounding communities. You know, everybody's running, you know, from that area. And, my God, the stuff that I've seen just in the Houston area was pathetic. You know, I mean they were coming over here, and I guess the government somehow give them access. They must have put so much money on their food stamp cards or whatever you call it, EBT cards. They were buying TVs and you know that they weren't stealing it, at least not in that respect. But they were getting all this free stuff.
Yep.
Free stuff. It's all about free stuff. It all comes about in any disaster. It's about free stuff. What can you give us to shut us up?
Do you remember the report about the?
Give us to shut us up? Wait a minute. Those people lost their homes and everything in Katrina.
Yeah.
Because of those levees. And then when there was people that was trying to leave, remember when the guards and the police and everything were shooting the ones that were trying to get out?
Yep.
My daughter had a friend that had came from Katrina.
Right.
That they watched her mother drown because her mother could not get back on. She had fell off the roof and they could not get to her. And they watched her mother go, and they kept trying to find her. You know, so y'all sitting here talking about, you know, people are out trying to loot and rob and everything else. Well,
I saw it. I was there.
Come from? They were trying to loot and rob that land.
I was there. I was in Antoinette. I was right next to Lakeview Terrace, right over there, San Fernando Valley. I was San Fernando Silmar, Granada Hills, right there. I was there while the rioting and everything. That's where Rodney King was beat up, Lakeview Terrace, right there. San Fernando Road going down.
Just now. And
so
it was right for the police to beat him and everything else.
So I'm telling you that what the looting and everything else wasn't about, it was a chance to do it. There was an excuse for them. They didn't care about Rodney King.
Right.
Where were they afterwards?
Most of the people that were doing the looting and the Rodney King riot did not have no idea who King was.
Nope. You think they cared?
Very few people knew about Rodney King. All they knew is something took place. It was against a black man.
Free
so
for
let's
all.
Let's go take everything.
That's what they did.
That's what they did. And I'm not saying, and it wasn't just black people, white people as well. But
oh, yeah.
And Mexican,
Spanish?
And Mexican
gang members?
They were all involved in it.
Yep. It was the whole population. I mean, all of them that were there. It wasn't, you're not going to say it's one race. It was a chance for them to, the rules are suspended. Let's go for it. Get what you
Take
can.
Take what you want.
Yep. If there was that much anger over it, never mind the looting and everything. You know what I would have been impressed with? If all of that crowd went to all of the courts and emptied the courts and held
what?
Them accountable and started looting the courts and burned those down. Son of a gun. Then I'd say, you know what? All right, there's a political statement. Instead, what do they go for?
I want
a free television.
You just made a profound statement there. If you are really that pissed off, why not take over the local courthouse?
Yep.
Why not take over the Capitol building? Make a statement. Don't go take over the Dollar General. Leave the Dollar General alone. That's a small business trying to survive. But no, they go take from who's most vulnerable. They're scared to death. They go to the courthouse.
That's
where they'll get shot.
That's what I said. Go to the fucking courthouse.
Yep.
Who was this speaking?
Jackie?
I'm sorry. That was my one.
Oh.
Damn, they stupid.
Sophie. I heard Sophie earlier. Oh. I don't know. I actually hear. I saw her on another show earlier.
Hello. How are you?
And then there were guys selling stuff. That was hilarious. Afterwards, where they'd set up on the corner and they'd sell some of the stuff they were looting. the police were going to flea markets and everything, trying to arrest people that were at cases of stuff that they were stealing, just for the hell of it to steal it. And they were trying to sell up to sell it, to get out. I mean, it was, you know, like I said, I tell people, you know, I've seen the best and I've seen a lot of the worst. I know the human nature, people can be a lot worse than what we saw in L.A. and Katrina, but you got a good taste of it in L.A. And it'll happen again. If there's a natural disaster, Antoinette, they'll be in the streets. It'll be another excuse. Another earthquake.
This is a natural disaster because it's happening to too many black and brown children. Now, this boy that they killed in Missouri, hands up in the air.
I mean, we'll get to see what they're going to do to this cop. Because if they let the cop go and they have the evidence that this kid outright the evidence, I mean, I'm still waiting. I want to see proof that this kid, first I heard they shot him 7 times, then 9 times they were saying. Then there was another article said they shot him 10 times.
Yeah, I've heard the same story.
Why did he need to be shot any time
no.
when the child had his hands up in the air?
Yeah.
So why did he need to be shot at all?
The cop had any ability to do that is if this kid was attacking the cop. Did the kid attack the cop? We don't know that yet.
Well, yeah, we don't even know if the kid really did attack the cop.
Right, we don't know what took place.
I mean, that was another report. That he was in the car and that he wrestled with the cop trying to get the gun.
Yeah, I don't even know if that's true.
Now, you know what? Now, let's be logical. How many people, and especially a teenager, is jumping in a cop car? They're going to jump in a cop car. Unless they felt as though that they were in danger, that they needed the police.
Well, he might have been put in the cop car.
Yeah, he might have been put in it. But then again, if he was trying to, why was he handcuffed?
Think about it. He was shot away from the car. If he was trying to get the cop's gun, wouldn't the cop shot him right through by the door of the car?
Thank you.
But no.
No, but I'm saying if he was put in the car, why wasn't he handcuffed?
Thank you. So why was...
He wasn't put in the car.
So how much sense does that make?
I know, but that's another report.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what the report says.
This is why I...
This
is why I said I think the media is the one that should be hung right now because they're making this whole thing worse.
The media
should be hung?
The media is making it worse. We're getting 300 different stories. It's pissing people off. We're not getting the facts. They're not telling us the facts. So people, naturally, we've learned to expect the worst. So what do they do?
Yep.
Oh, excuse. Let's clean out the stores. Do it up free-for-all.
Yep.
Rules are suspended. But like I said, if that anger was there and they were really that pissed off, let them go to the courts.
What is the court going to do? They're not doing anything about it now.
No.
Well, Antoinette,
you're not saying
to
you.
Ron,
can you imagine if they burn down?
That has their hand up.
Imagine if they burn down the courts.
Attack the bottom dollar tree. You know, go after these guys that are, you know, that you're really pissed about. Don't go after the local businessman that ain't done nothing to you. That's what pisses me off about the whole thing.
Yeah, but City Hall and the politicians.
What's pissing me off about the whole thing is here was a child, again, that 18 years old, walking while black, had no weapon, and was killed.
Yes.
And that was on his way to college, even if he wasn't on his way to college. But that was on his way to college. That is gone.
I've seen the story, Antoinette. I agree with you.
Yeah.
But I also tend to disagree because I don't know the facts.
I don't trust the facts they're giving us.
Yeah, they're not giving us all the truth of what took place.
Do you know the kid was killed? He was unarmed?
I know the situation in Ferguson, Missouri. I know the situation over there. I know it's 90% white police force, 70% black populace. I know that. That's a fact. I know that much. But I don't know the truth about the story. Nobody's telling us that. So, and I understand where the blacks have concern when, you know, it's a 90% white police force. I can understand that part. I can't understand the riot, though. I never understand the riot. They never make sense to me. It's always for a purpose, and when the riots take place, sure, you're trying to make a statement, but, you know, why make a statement by taking free shit? You know, and we said earlier, if you want to have a riot, and you already want to make a statement, why don't you go down to the courthouse and rip that son of a bitch down to the ground?
Why don't you go to the mayor's office? Go to City Hall.
Go to the mayor's office. Yeah, go to the mayor's office.
Go to City Hall, let him. Do you think they'd take it seriously? After that?
Yeah, go loot over at the courthouse. If you want to steal something, go there and steal it at the courthouse. Make a statement, but don't make a statement from the local business. That's stupid. Dumb. Totally stupid.
You know, a lot of it was a big thing in L.A. after all the looting and everything with Rodney King. A lot of companies, they were trying their best to get companies to come back into those neighborhoods. And the companies were like, no. Why?
Nope.
No, please. They were desperate.
There.
desperate to get the comfort, because now what happened was all that looting, you ruined where you live. Now you got to take, there was one article, I remember one lady said she had to take like two or three buses to get to a supermarket now to get food and then take the buses all the way back to where she lived because everything was already wiped out and burned.
Yep.
So that made a statement. Nice move, guys.
Yeah, and you know what the better move was? Is all of these black children that are doing nothing that is getting killed. That is the nicest move. Thank you very much.
Okay, then why aren't they going after City Hall and looting City Hall then? Then how are they helping themselves by ruining, you know they say you don't shit in your own backyard? Well, how are they helping themselves if they're going to the bathroom in their own backyard by doing this?
In other words, if the black community is so upset, why do you want to attack the local businesses and do that rather than attack the government? The government is what did it. The government is what has put this in place. So if you're upset with the government and the justice being served, why not go after them? Why? Because they're scared of the government. Well, actually, I think they probably love the government.
No, I don't think they love the government. I think they, it's,
oh, yeah,
it's,
oh, yeah.
it's
they,
target
they
of opportunity. I think
they,
it's
they
target of opportunity.
They love the government for one reason. One reason. Free stuff.
No.
It's free stuff, so y'all take a free life. So that's, you know.
No. Like I said, they're if you got a shopping center in your neighborhood and you shop there all the time, you go there to get your groceries and everything else, and there's a riot, are you going to demolish that?
I don't approve of the looting and all of that.
That's what we want to get down to. None of us do.
No, what we should be getting down to is that these children's lives are being taken without just cause.
But we got to take it block by block. We got to look at it so that it makes sense. We can't keep jumping to the end of it. We're jumping to the end of it. Yes,
that's the beginning of it. That's the beginning of it. The child's life.
Okay. Now the child's dead. Can we bring him back to life? No. So should we destroy where we live as a statement, or would it make more sense to go to City Hall and go after the mayor? The courts destroy those places that allowed that to happen. Rather than destroy our backyard and my own, I have a problem with the city. Am I going to light my house on fire? No, I live here.
I don't know what you're going to do.
You see what I mean?
I don't know what y'all are going to do.
Antoinette, what did they gain by lighting their homes on fire?
I don't know where they live. They didn't gain anything. But what are these police officers gaining by killing all of these children?
Okay, see, now you're jumping back to that. I'm trying to go.
Is that not the main issue? Lord, I'm not getting my blood pressure worked up for y'all tonight.
No. Antoinette, the fact that he's dead, we can't just stop there and the conversation stop there. He's dead, so everything goes. Then we're allowed to burn, rape, pillage, and ruin everything just because he's dead. That's it. No, we're not trying to do that. What we're trying to say is he's dead. Who do we blame? Do we blame City Hall, the police department, the courts for putting the system together where he's been dead and many other kids have been killed? Would that make sense? Yes. That would make a lot more sense than going down and looting the stores that you depend on every day and ruining your neighborhoods and burning down stores where people are trying to make a living.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Maze.
Hello, Maze. How are you?
I have a question for all the guys that's listening and talking to you, Antoinette.
Okay.
I want them to answer one question. You can always show the looters that's looted, but you never saw the person that threw the first brick. So why do you get a camera of the one stealing, but you never see the one that threw the first brick, since that's your concern?
Oh, no. I've seen it. I've seen it was on TV all the time in L.A. during the L.A. riots, during Rodney King.
No.
They were using trucks driving through windows.
I'm talking about four black men have been shot down by policemen. That's not your concern.
No, it is our concern. Now our concern is how do we fix it? Do we fix it by looting the stores?
How do you fix it? You go educate those cops that's going out and killing people and calling them animals.
Okay, does it agitate the cops by burning down stores, or would it make more sense to go after the police department and the courts and the city hall?
You didn't hear what I said. You said burning out. You said threw a brick in the window. We never see the person that threw the brick. Who said that those people that was out there protesting even started it? They just opened the door for everybody to go in. And who said those kids that were in there had to do anything with the protest? And you want to blame the community. How do you know they even came out of the community? They could have been working for the police, for all you know.
Yeah.
No, I don't buy that. Like I said, I was in L.A.
You
can say whatever you want. I was in the L.A. riots. And there was no good working for the police bringing that stuff home. They didn't drop it off in the back of police cars. They didn't say, officer, open the trunk of that cruiser. I want to put this television I just looted. We're working for you. They took it home.
Can Mays finish her statement, please?
Could you give me your point? If that was your children being shot down like that, how would you feel and what would you do?
I'd be going down to City Hall, and I'd be looting, and I'd be burning down the City Hall and going after the courts. And I'd have to make sure that there were 10,000 people at the police department to make a statement. Sure as hell not going after stores and robbing stores and seeing what I can take and bring it home.
And you know why you will feel comfortable to be able to do that, Mike?
To go after
really?
The police department and
yes,
the, and the
really?
City hall?
You know the reason why you'll feel comfortable doing that? Because, honestly, white people get justice. Black people get it had to have been your fault. You know, this child, white people get justice. Black people don't.
Antoinette, you're losing me with that one.
No, I'm going to help you. When the man was out on the ranch with the guns pointing at the police, nobody got shot.
That gun story where the people came out with the guns?
All of them should have been shot down to the ground for supporting the authority. But you don't think so. Because if all those kids, all those people in that neighborhood you see now pulled out guns and pointing them at the police, you would think that they should be shot down in the street. Now tell the truth.
Real quick question for you. I want to aim this over at Antoinette. Antoinette, are you an American citizen or an African-American citizen?
I'm an American.
Okay,
what are you?
That's all I had to hear. Good enough.
What does it have to
go ahead.
If you can be an American citizen in America, but you don't have to get treated like you're a citizen. But what we
do... No, we're all Americans. We're all Americans. Anybody that wants to call themselves an African-American is trying to want sympathy.
No, I don't know why you got a problem with that. I'm saying you're having a problem. I'm talking about
no. We're getting off the main topic is here. If they wanted to make a statement, they should have gone after the court building. They should have gone after the police building, city hall, gone after the mayor. That would have been a statement.
The mayor is part of the problem. You got Klansmen on the police force. What do you expect with what we see now? And what I ask is another question: what if nobody never threw a brick? And the people were just protesting. And the boys still did. Now, what do you have to say without
here.
That part? Give me a reason.
George, you're
going to
stomp on
it.
You can't. Don't take it personally. Everybody's going to stomp on it.
They've also got Black Panthers on the police force, so don't give me the bullshit
about
white.
We ain't talking about no. Don't
they got
no
Black Panthers.
Black.
They also got
Black
Klan members on the police force.
You got them on the police force.
We got Klan members. We got Black Panthers on the police force.
You got them on the
benches. We got them in the White House.
You know what I mean? You got them on the benches. You got them everywhere. And when they commit crime, that's why they get off. You can't deny this. Don't even make any sense. You done shot somebody. They laying in the street for 4 hours, but you don't know how many bullets went in them. And then they killed another one in California today. Don't you think eventually that's going to run out? Because this excuse is running out.
They want to evade it
because if it was your child and if it was your children in the street, you would be having a fit. You would be tearing up the whole town. Not one store breaking in. You would tear up, burn the whole place down. So don't tell me that you wouldn't. Get rid of your
No, I wouldn't. I'll tell you what I would do. You know something? I would have done it. I would have thought it out and used my brain. I would have thought it out.
I
would have. You don't know me. I would have gone after City Hall. I would have gone after the courts and the police department. They would have been. That's where you target. You don't target your shit in your own backyard.
I'm asking you, if it was your son, what would you do?
I go after the city hall, I go to the courts, and I go to the police department. I wouldn't shit on my own backyard and ruin my own neighborhood. That's stupid because I live here. I saw, like, as I told you, in L.A., they couldn't get stores to reopen in those neighborhoods. Nobody wanted to reopen. They were desperate to get companies to come back in.
We are not. But why would this be going around the country in different states? This is not only in one place.
No, man, I'm telling you,
Lakota,
what I saw, because the L.A. riots were a lot different than what's going on in Missouri. It was a lot worse.
You see one do it, and he get away, and then you go, and then all these people kill
him. So I don't know how you're trying to justify it. I'm telling you,
they
were stupid for doing the looting the way they're doing it. They shouldn't have done this. They're hurting themselves.
You're looking at the loot, and I'm not talking about the death.
That's what I'm telling you. If you think, if the people that say that looting is a statement, it's wrong.
They'll be alive today.
This man that's talking, I don't know your name, but looting can, your building can be replaced. A dead child cannot come back.
So that makes it justified in ruining your whole neighborhood and everything else and just looting it because someone was killed.
Because neighborhoods have
instead of going after the people that are at fault, which are the courts, the police, and the city hall.
Y'all burn our neighborhoods too.
This is
what
the shadow government wants right here. This is
the
government right now. The shadow government loves this shit right here.
Do you think this is right?
Why this country is divided.
It's not right to burn down no neighborhoods. That don't even make sense.
Ain't nobody saying, we're not talking about neighborhoods being burned down. No, that's ignorant to burn anything. But that's not the point.
That's very ignorant to burn down neighborhoods.
And it's ignorant for the cops to walk around killing people.
That was ignorant for them to do that. They made it worse.
Did the cops do right what they're doing?
So that's justified in burning down your own neighborhood?
No, I'm not talking about burning down your home. I'm saying the
no, you have
right.
People
so
say you're making a statement by doing, they say that we're making a statement by doing all the right.
The man died in New York, didn't nobody burn nothing down. Was that right?
Oh, no, they didn't. Because they thought it up. They know in Manhattan you rely on your neighborhood and that little bodega and the stores and everything else that are there. You rely on that for your...
They didn't tear down nothing.
Well, so... Laws fully in effect.
You want to use that for an excuse. Get rid of your excuses and get real and clear your heart out and be what you really are. And America would be America. But it sounds like you hate America because we sit at one watching one.
How do I hate America? I'm saying that if you want to do something justified, you go after the people that are responsible.
No.
You go after the people that said it and put them responsible for that boy being killed. You go after the police, the city hall.
Hey, let's ask you a real quick question.
We watch one group, one gun at authority. But if we turn around and do the same thing,
then you're absolutely right. You know what? Maybe we should burn down all of Missouri. What do you think? Is that a good statement? Let's do it.
Let's burn down
St. Louis.
Hold the fuck on. Listen to me.
Burn down St. Louis.
No. No, I'm sitting there listening to the show eating Triscuits, and I'm really getting into it. I like this show. I'm going to come listen to the place where I'm
going to get cheese.
Listen here, man. Now, I'm going to come down Southwest Missouri for a show fired off. I live in the forest. Don't even come around it. I got 10 Yogi Bears there pissed off. Don't be fucking around out by the yard. There you go. Don't stop.
So, Baron, I'm asking your people that I've been sitting here listening to, Do they think that they need to go out and do something to the police to solve these problems? Let me tell you something that I do know. You got police in some states that you can't even go over in your neighborhood and arrest you, but you can always come into the other neighborhood. My brother is a cop. And you can always go in. He can't even go in the neighborhood and arrest people look like you all. But y'all can always go in our neighborhood and arrest and kill and do everything else.
How many times do you see
black policemen doing like that? Do they have better sense than the ones that look like y'all or something? That they don't go shooting people down like that? Chokeholding and killing them?
These police around here shoot anybody. They don't care about what color they are, white, black, purple.
Ma'am, you keep going. You keep talking about racism. You need to get to the point.
No, ma'am.
Wait a minute. Let me address Fly. It's not even about racism, though. We're talking about police.
Excuse me, sweetheart. Let me address Fly.
Fly Catch, first off, black people are not playing the victim card.
Thank you.
If you want to know who's playing the victim card, it's y'all.
Thank you. Y'all
been playing the victim card ever since you gave up slavery.
To ignorance.
Y'all got reparations for slavery. So y'all play the victim card. Now,
you know what? I'm getting tired and fed up with hearing about something that happened in the 1800s that I didn't know.
Even in 1920, 1930, I wasn't around. I'm not a victim. I'm not being blamed for any of that stuff.
I don't want to hear about that.
You are a victim of your own brutality that you have caused on American soil. If you're an American. You are. You're going to a point where all American citizens will be rounded up.
What about that?
Thank you. And you're right. You're right, Michael.
Your ancestors caused a whole lot of harm to people on this planet called U.S. Your ancestors caused that.
The
you didn't say they were doing wrong when they did that, and they still doing it because their children or the grandchildren are the ones that caused the harm to the ones that came behind us or before us, causing harm to their grandchildren. So all this mess
is
stopping
to the
city.
That damn
all
train
this
going to the
is not,
black,
all
white,
this stupid mess is stopping to the
city.
You're right, Michael. It's going to be everybody that's going to be
it
on there.
It stopped in the 60s. That's when it stopped. So what are you talking about, the 1800s?
When them trains load up and you get on that damn train, it's going to be everybody on that damn train going to the internment camps. And it'll just be
well, I ain't
one
talking about
no
internment camp. I'm talking about these kids being killed for no reason.
This is a national emergency.
Well, wait a minute, Mace. Let Michael make his statement, please.
No, I was just saying, wait till there's a national emergency when there's going to be martial law everywhere. This right here is just it's nothing compared to what's going to happen in the future in America. When that economic collapse happens, everybody's going to be broke. So people better come together now and fight against this government that has been hijacked, the shadow government that's running now this country.
Well, this thing about only the black kids are getting shot and everything by the cops, I disagree with it. One of our soldiers up here in New York was shot. I knew this kid. And he was shot by a cop, and the cop tried saying that he reached under his chair to get it, and he thought it was a gun. And you got to be kidding me. There's an article right there. And he wasn't black. And there are plenty of people that are shot by the police.
Can I tell you a story about my nephew that was in Dallas going to school? This was 3 months ago. He going to school riding down the highway. He get pulled over by the cops. Guess the first thing the cop did? Pulled the gun on him and told him to get out of the car. He's still having problems with that scene that he got in front of him by some dumbass police. And now didn't cause a riot. So we just getting darn tired of these damn policemen going around shooting our kids and giving them problems that they got there. He was there going to college. He could have been a dead person on the street. And you know what I told him to do is go file a complaint against him, but he was too afraid. And it's still causing him problems today. So I'm sick of this crap that y'all sitting out here coming out of y'all lips talking about what's this and what's this about a riot. Let's talk about the real thing.
Okay, what's the solution to the real thing? Tell me what the solution is to the real thing. Tell me the solution to the real thing. What is the solution to the real thing?
Get rid of the dumb cops that ain't got no business being on the force.
Okay, fire all the cops and then we're done. Then everything's going
to
be fine.
You ain't got to get rid of all them cops. All of them not dead.
Cops shouldn't be the ones.
Instead of you saying that, you finding an excuse or something where you're talking about a darn riot. Forget about the riot. Because the riot ain't got nothing to do with it. The problem
so what's the
solution?
Where the hell
to do
does it make sense to fucking
that's
loot
the hell it makes
shit
sense.
After
because if it ever happens to your child,
your
ass will probably be shooting up the damn place trying to kill somebody, just like them down on the ranch and ready to shoot somebody. We are not violent people.
Oh my God.
Do you get it?
Pretty stupid.
You don't get it.
They're Republicans. They wouldn't do that. Not Republicans.
Oh yes, they would. They'd be ready down there to shoot too, and went down there and joined them. That was a shame to America
blah,
to see them point guns
at
the...
Yeah, it's blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, it's blah, 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 now that you ain't got nothing to say. You
it
deal with me.
You know
you deal
blah,
with the problem
blah,
because
blah,
you are the problem with America.
You're
not an American citizen.
Because
watching what I saw to them could have happened to my nephew, too. And it makes me mad to even see something like that when you got dumb cops on the school board and send them back to school so they can learn how to... Because you don't see military people trained to go kill people, but all of them don't go kill people because they train. You don't see them doing stupid stuff like that. But they like
yeah,
to hear kill, steal,
right
and destroy and have
people
a good time and laugh about
things.
It and think it's not wrong. And then you want to talk about a riot.
Yeah, so
right.
The riots are justified. In your mind, the riots are okay then?
I ain't thinking about no riot. I'm thinking about the dead children.
Oh, so you're only thinking about that. Okay, well, we were talking about the riots. So you want to just concentrate on the boy and the solution
got,
is
yes,
to clean up. Okay, so you just want to... The only thing about the boy, the only solution is it's not about the storm and the potential of other people getting killed right now that are in the streets because of him getting killed. We're not going to look at that at all. We're just going to look at the only people to blame are the police, and we should fire them all.
And I will be glad when they send the feds down there that got some sense compared to the ones that's out on the street with those machine guns and everything else. I want them to send somebody else down there that got some sense.
All the police today, all the police have machine guns. Today they all have machine guns.
It's just like the one in Mississippi. They had to come down and get rid of the fools that were on the street down there to make it peaceful for the people that were living there.
Can I help y'all with this real quick? Let me dial y'all in real quick to help you with this problem y'all having with all these domestic violence issues you're having with them on my show. Look, here's the deal. Okay, rioting is wrong.
shooting anybody's wrong, okay? Where these motherfuckers should be attacking should be the police. Them motherfuckers are the ones that should be attacking. That's what should be happening. And get the answer. Where no bullshit, you know what I mean? It should be held under common law court.
But Ron, if they were so evil, if they were so evil, they would be attacking the police. But they're not that evil. They're not attacking the police.
But
them.
I'm saying they're hurting their own community by tearing it up. First off, you know that. You know, but there
but
again,
it's like I
not
said,
really.
We don't.
But there again, there's another reason for riots. Listen, let me finish. There's another reason for riots, man. Is because the simple fact of it is, if you tear down these businesses, they're not function operating. Them fucking politicians ain't making money either. So there's a win-win situation there. But I still don't think that's a really cool way to do it. I think, personally, attack the police department's money. That's the person. Go for their money. That's where you hurt them. That's the only thing you can't do to hurt them, knock them down. You ain't going to stop them. You know what I mean? You ain't going to stop them. You know, they don't have watchers watching them anymore. They're free-willing, man. They do whatever they want. This is crazy. This ain't the only incident. This just got better attention. You know, this shit happens all the time. Look at Chicago. Them cops shoot motherfuckers all the time down there. You know, it's not just, you know, say close, but this one here is so bizarre the way it played out. That kid did not deserve to get shot.
You don't even know. They can't even tell you how many times the boy was shot. And they don't take nobody
to
account.
I heard it was nine times.
Oh.
I was confirmed nine times. He emptied the clip in him.
That's right.
He
emptied the clip. But then he lied the way he told the story. And it's not making any sense. If any normal person with a heart would say, this
is
wrong and we need to stop it.
That's right. You're absolutely right. We got to stop it. That's
but
what
I don't
saying.
Hear them saying stop it. Let's find an
excuse
about it.
I know everybody wants to throw the race card in on this, but here's the deal, man. We can't look at that because that's what they want. They want that reaction out of everybody. They want us
to
get
fucking
off this off with the race card. I know
but
that.
Ron,
I don't want to play it. I'm just saying the simple fact is we have to group together as people and take back our shit, man. We're being railroaded big time.
But Ron,
you know,
we
have to serve and protect. That fucking word fell out of the equation,
right.
Isn't it?
If they're there to serve and protect, they're not to be jury, judge, and prosecute. I mean, executor. That's what's happening.
That's
they don't even need to make a trial.
Right.
They're going to take him to trial.
Right.
He's going to end up paying for what
he did. He's not going to trial because he's dead.
He's not going to
trial.
The police officer's not going to go to trial?
The police officers, they'll justify
that.
Like they justify
the FBI
everything
are involved now. They're going to
fry
him. He's not. What do you think? He's going to walk away? FBI's involved with this now.
We don't. The FBI, whenever one day, he probably would be walking away because they probably did something crooked and wrote up some papers and all
okay,
this stuff.
Okay, now it's conjecture. Would you get guessing now? Now we're off to when Twilight Zone stuff. No. FBI's involved. He is going to go to trial. But I'll tell you one thing. People are yelling right now. They want his name and everything else, which is wrong. Because if they take his name, they're going to go after his family.
What's wrong with his name?
Is that the right thing? Should they be going after his family?
They need to know.
Do you think they should find out his name and they should maybe name his family?
No. You can throw that blah, 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 blah.
Well, I mean, this is what you're doing. That's how you're talking. All fast, just throwing it out there.
Before this
happened,
they already have filed a civil lawsuit, a complaint against this whole little town.
Good. Good.
There was never no riding, and nobody was doing anything.
If they never knew Rodney, what?
They had filed a civil lawsuit before this even happened, before the guy...
Good. And now the FBI are involved. The FBI are investigating
it, and
it's going to be held up. Now, in the meantime, that's going to happen. Now,
you don't like that?
What are we accomplishing right now by burning down our own neighborhoods?
Anybody with common sense will say, this is a bad thing. These cops should stop killing these young boys.
Right. So because of that, let's burn down our neighborhoods.
Because it happens too many times. I'm not burning down my neighborhood.
Why? They are. Let's do it.
Everybody's not burning down a neighborhood.
They're looting
from.
Walmart and everything else. Let's it.
Yes, you're right. They're looting Walmart. And then you had the person that
was
down on the rack.
They're looting stores.
You
they're out there protesting,
down on the
smashing
rack.
Glass and everything.
No,
let's do it. What do you think?
No, you had the man that was down on the rack and went to Walmart and shot up some cops. He didn't even get shot like that. And he had a gun.
Well, what about the what
they
about those two wackos that went in and shot the cops?
They gave them time
they said
to
the beginning of the
in.
Revolution now,
we
and the cops are having lunch or something
see.
And shot him in the head.
He
what about those two idiots?
People.
The
he
guy with his wife
Walmart.
Or something that walked into
they
the store and just shot the two cops.
He
was that normal, too?
And he was your hero before he went into the store.
He's not my hero. That guy's not. He's a whack job. What's it accomplish? Let them take him to court. Let the courts try this guy. Let the courts try this guy with the evidence and everything else. In the meantime, they should stop ruining their backyards, ruining their neighborhoods. They should stop this. Because they're only doing this because they can get free stuff.
Can you hear?
That's all it is. It comes down to greed.
No, it's not. That's not all it is.
It's greed. It all comes down to greed.
What can I get for free? Anybody with common sense will go like this. It's a shame that they keep shooting kids down like that. We should
so let's loot the neighborhood.
Let's help them stop this from going on. But you talking about a neighborhood.
Yeah.
Neighborhood.
No, he's already dead. He's already dead, and I already know what's going to happen because I know they're going to take him to trial. I know they're going to take him to trial. They're going to take the court. They're going to take the police officers to trial. You know the FBI's involved. They're going to take him to court. So now what am I going to do? Do I have any power to tell the court to act faster? You're talking over me, so I'm just going to talk over you, too. When you talk about the dog, I like you too. And that's why
we
just do it every day.
And now we're from a sponsor.
You know something? Listen. This isn't a game to see who can speak faster. We have to speak where it makes sense in your coherence.
I'm asking you a question.
No, you're not. This is a game for you. I mean, lady, you've got a lot of anger in you.
To the elitists popping bottles with the blood inside a cup, screaming money ain't a thing, cause they make make it all up, just die. I hope you die. And to my revolutionaries who can see the truth is scary, but we'll fight until you're buried in the cemetery. Hold your head high. Just hold your head high. You can blame it on the news, never tell the truth. Blame it on the Fed, reason for the dead. Blame it on the government. Blame it on the government. Blame it on Barack. Blame it on Cheney. Blame it on the people who blew up the levees. Blame it on the government. Blame it on the
in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
Excuse me. Wow. Antoinette.
Yes.
How are you doing?
I'm all right. I figured that we needed a break.
Just for a second. Yeah, anyway, everybody, you've got like 6 minutes to call in. A number is 718-508-9813. We had to slow it down for just a minute because, you know, it got a little crazy. But anyway, I saw the George in first, so he could talk real quick. He's been cut out the whole damn time he's been on.
Yes, and may I make a suggestion? You know, sure,
what's
let George
that?
Come in first. But let's give people 3 minutes, put them back on mute, you know, do one at a time so that, you know, people can say what they're going to say and, you know, that's it.
Well, okay. Well, it's been
I mean,
a
that's
while
my
ago,
suggestion.
So
this is up to you.
We're going
to
overtime. Piss on it. Let's
I know.
Live.
All right.
It's live. Let's do it. All right. All right. Here we go. All right, George. I'm sorry, man. You're here, man. You're wide open. George.
Can you hear me?
The Firefox News online.
Can you hear
yeah,
me?
I hear you.
Okay.
I can hear you, sir. Yeah, betcha.
For a second there, I thought I broke my microphone when I blew my stack.
Yeah.
You laugh.
Wow.
I'm on my fourth microphone.
Jesus,
I'm on my
be
fourth
easy,
microphone.
Man.
This shit.
Don't tear up. Don't be having a riot in your place.
Okay.
Don't
here, I'm having a riot in my own bedroom where my studio is set. Are you kidding? Listen. I was listening to all the stuff that was being said. Some of it I couldn't make out because everybody kept talking over each other, which everyone listening needs to learn to stop doing. It's rude, it's inconsiderate, and above all, it's hard to make out what anybody's saying. Now, common sense.
I agree.
Right? Now, the woman that was on with you, I don't know if she's still here or not. Let me just explain something here. It's not a black issue, it's not a white issue, it's not a Hispanic issue when it comes to the police. It's a stupidity issue when it comes to the police. They don't care whether you're black, white, Hispanic, Chinese, Portuguese, whatever. They don't give a crap. They don't care. As far as they're concerned, if they're rogue cops especially, they will kill anybody. And I've seen them kill white, Hispanic, black, Asian, you name it. Okay? I've seen it. These bloodshot baby blues get tired of seeing that shit after a while. The bottom line is, people, you don't understand what you're facing until you're staring down the barrel of a gun. And I've had guns pointed at me. So believe me, I don't think I don't care what anybody says. As far as I see it, it's not a racial issue. It's a humanity issue. It's a problem from the word go. And unless everyone, regardless of race, creed, color, whatever, gets together and starts putting their foot down and telling the local officials, look, you got rogue cops that are killing kids? Here's what you do. Throw them in jail. Treat them as the criminals they are. Put them where they belong so they can't do this shit anymore. Don't put them on paid administrative leave because that's only coddling the bastards. So you want to keep rolling with the punches? Roll with the punches with your city council and every elected official. They don't want to listen, then you take it to the media. If the media don't want to listen, then you pound the pavement. And you tell anyone and everyone that will listen. People will listen if you use common sense and a cool, calm, collected head. It doesn't take rocket science. Sorry to blow my stack, but I've been busted. I was ready to explode sitting here trying to get a word in edgewise.
Yeah, I know it got pretty hectic. All right, let me pull somebody else in real quick. All right, Mike from New York.
By the way, I'm on my cell phone as well, Ron, 845.
Okay.
So leave that going because I got to go into the kitchen. I'm trying to get some food on.
845, you too?
Yep. He's got an 845 too.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
That's myself. Hi,
right.
George.
It's open. All right.
Okay.
I'm going to talk slower.
Got 90
I'm not
seconds gonna... call in, folks. 90 seconds call in, 718-508-9823.
Oh. Iggy, you still got time.
Less than 90 seconds.
Iggy still has time to call in.
Yeah, time to call in. Yep, less than 90 seconds.
But that's my main thing is I know now, like was said, Holder's got it, the FBI, they're doing the investigation. This officer, mm-hmm. There's no place for this guy to hide. The facts are going to come out. He's guilty. They're going to fry him.
Yeah.
He's going
to
pay for it.
I trust Eric Holder as far as I can throw him to do
well,
the job right.
Well, I mean, this cop, if he's guilty, he's going to fry. So at this point, doing this, all it shows
yeah,
is that this is pure
greed. He's on paid administrative leave, Mike.
What?
He's not being treated like a common criminal. They've got him on paid administrative leave.
Because they can't do anything with him right now legally because there are no facts that they can prove. There's an investigation pending. The minute
no,
they get proof of
the
investigation, then they get...
The FBI
because,
jumped in.
George, if they went in and they fried this guy right now and said, you're fired, give us the gun and the badge and everything else, before an investigation's done, there's a lawsuit. Now he could sue them.
They could
have
put him on administrative leave without pay.
Well, they have to follow the rules.
They're rewarded for killing a kid.
Look at retard. Look at that major that murdered all those people down at all those soldiers down at Fort Hood. He was still getting paid while they were holding him until the investigation. This is how the system works. Until they have absolute proof and everything, this guy was still getting benefits and still getting paid. That's how the system works. They can't go in and just say, okay, that's it. We're going to take your gun and everything and your fire and everything. Now we're going to investigate. They can't do it.
Is it really how the system works?
Pardon me?
Is it really how the system works?
That's really how the system works.
Okay.
I mean, you saw that guy, that Major Hassan. What happened to him? Major Hassan murdered the soldiers down in Fort Hood. He was still getting paid while they were holding him. So there's an investigation going right now. The FBI is on it. All the information he gets out, they're gonna fry him.
Under the direction of other papers.
And
why don't trust the shit?
I have something that I want to say. Now, if anybody was an American, truly American, and had a heart, and all of this stuff that we
I'm
see...
I'm truly an American. I was born in this
first,
country, raised in this country, and raised in this country.
Can I finish speaking? Because the reason I called in was because of the conversation you all were having. Was all about a riot or somebody tearing up a store. But all of these kids are being killed. By authority, somebody that's supposed to be protecting you from the law, they are going in the street just like they are hoodlums themselves and killing up people. We don't never hear people to all be together. It's like we need to put the stop to this, and nobody has a weapon. Just people are dead, no weapon, nowhere to be found, but they just end up dead. And we want to blame the dead person for what happened to them, which they had no reason. You can't even walk down the street.
Okay.
We can't have a conversation about that, what's wrong about it. We want to talk about everything up under the sofa itself, what's wrong about these kids being shot down. That makes six. Six of them. But you want to talk about every place that somebody got killed, there was no riot. The man that was harmed in New York, there was no riot, and it was put on tape.
Oh, Rodney King, there was no riot?
I'm not talking about a Rodney King.
Oh, I'm talking about. I always bring it up because I was there when that happened.
You don't want to go back. It's a lot of things. I was there when it happened. But what I see now is things that used to happen since you don't want to go back in time. The things that
because
I'm
you know what?
Now.
I had nothing to do with the Watts riots.
Well, I'm not
I had nothing to do with anything that happened in the 1930s or
1920s. I didn't have nothing to do with what happened.
And I don't hold you responsible for it either.
I didn't have nothing to do with Rodney King. That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to speak. I didn't have nothing to do with Rodney King either.
Right.
I didn't have nothing to do with what O.J. did. But you blame me and my people
I never did. I never
you
blamed you for that.
It.
Where did I say that? When did
but
I say that O.J. was your fault?
You won't look at what the police do. You don't look at what the system do.
I'm looking at the police,
people.
and I told you what I do about it. If I was in charge of those rioters, the first thing I do is I'd say, never mind the stores, go to the crux of the problem, which are the courts, the police department, and the city hall. The politicians,
listen,
I'm not talking about go there during open hours when they're open, 9 to 5. I'm talking about 9 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock at night. Go there and rip those buildings apart. You want to make a statement? Go and take care of those buildings.
Their statement was made when they filed a complaint against the
I'm not
city.
Talking filing a complaint. I'm talking about filing a complaint.
Against them.
No,
nobody
I'm talking
about
filing
that.
A complaint, going in and ripping out the files. Why weren't they looting the courts? Why didn't they go to the mayor's office?
I'm asking you a question. What should be done about these kids being shot down by the cops? What should be done in your
Did you hear what I said
if
about
they
this?
They were your children.
And did
what
you,
should be
did
done?
You, what type of a statement
why
do you think that
I'm
would make in the
about
media?
I'm not talking about going to no city hall at night.
I can listen for
I don't think you don't want to listen. I don't think you want to listen to me. I'm telling you what I do.
Some people want to take it the violent way and take a gun and be out on the street against the authorities.
You don't want to listen to what I'm saying. You're not
what
understanding
you're
on purpose. You're blind.
To,
you're deaf to what
if
I'm saying.
If you're going to a system that's not working for you, regardless if you go down there and pad up, you're still not.
What would happen?
Help.
What would the media say if all of a sudden the people burned down City
they
Hall
be
over
nothing,
this?
They beat the media up over there too. So
and,
they
and
got
you
no
think
say
you think the politicians would take note of that? That they're going to be held accountable?
Three people.
George.
What politicians?
What do you mean politicians? What? Who do you think is responsible for controlling the police? Salvation Army?
Who I think is responsible?
The politicians control the police.
The same people that have the thought that the police do. Even
politicians control the police.
They have their
jobs. The politicians control the police. You got to
really?
once you get the message of these politicians, you get a change in the political system. And it would take maybe the rioters should have gone to the city hall at 11 o'clock at night and taken dismantled that building to send a message that we're not going to put up with it anymore. You think the politicians would take a message from that?
That's what I'm saying. Tear that building down.
That's exactly what we're saying. You don't want to listen to us.
Mm-hmm. No. You're not listening.
I'm listening. I'm all ears.
You're not listening. And when you got judges from children from school
excuse
to the
me.
Jail, and he going to jail for that. Yeah, I ain't say nothing about that. If that thing like that, when you see people doing stuff like that, it don't make no conversation. So how you gonna go to the police? How you gonna go to the politician when he got the same thought that the police got and the politician got? If they got the same thought,
Okay, stop. Now back out. When the riots started at night, when the riots started and they really started getting nasty at night, what would have happened if all those people went to City Hall and took that building apart, brick by brick?
What would have happened?
Do you know what type of message it would have happened? Then the political system would have looked at that and gone, "Holy shit, there's accountability." And if we were in there, we'd be swinging from a tree right now.
Oh, so
we better fix this right now. Hello, police. They're taking apart the system. They're going after the municipal buildings and everything else.
And so those people out on the ranch, why didn't they go to their politicians instead of standing out there with guns pointed towards?
Because the political system, they sent guys with machine guns down there to take his property, so they were answered by people with machine guns as a standoff.
Oh,
and
so
that was a message
that
was sent. They didn't go into the town. The people,
like
the militia members and everything, didn't go into the local town and start dismantling it and burning the buildings down.
That's just like burning the
did they do that?
Down.
No.
You,
they stood toe-to-toe with the police.
You thought that was right?
They stood toe-to-toe with the police, and they said, you want to try doing this? Come on. Bring it on.
Did you think that was right?
Did it stop it?
It would have done a lot of dead people.
Did it stop it?
All it would have was a dumb person.
Did it stop it? It stopped it. They pulled back.
Yeah,
it did. The police stopped it. They pulled back. Did they pull back? They pulled back.
Hello?
They pulled back. What I'm saying is, I'm like, did they have sense?
Did they burn the houses down? No.
They didn't go down.
Okay, can you all take a breath and give each person a chance to speak without cutting each other off?
You're coming in and out.
Yes, I know.
I know. It's the only way I can get people to listen for 5 seconds to know that they're interrupted. They're talking over
George,
each other.
An argument like this you're never going to control.
We can't understand you. I don't know who's speaking. I beg your pardon.
He's not paying attention to detail.
because the Russian bombers. Russian bombers are here.
Right, father.
Nobody in Russia is here. We in America.
Damn. Nobody's here.
They used to pay that a long time ago.
I think 250,000 Russian troops are already here in America speaking English.
They used to do that when we were young, when we used to have to get up under the desk, and we thought the Russians were going to do something to us when we were going under
here.
The desk when they played that siren. So they don't do
okay.
that no more.
They're already here.
Well,
they're part of the United Nations.
Great.
Well, they here, why they not on the street where we looking, over where
okay.
we looking at now, where they kill those kids.
Maze. Sometimes,
okay.
Maze, you have people in a maze. You leave people scrambling in a maze trying to find their way out.
That's why my name is Maze.
Excuse me, Brian.
And you hear me now.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Hello?
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 I'm still here.
I'm
where
still
is everybody?
Waiting for an answer.
Antoinette is
doing something. She'll be back.
Okay. I was just trying to get her attention, and somebody talked right over me. Very nice.
Nobody's talking over you. I was just telling you, if you don't hear her talking, use it and know that she's doing something, that she's not.
Only on Blog Talk Radio.
No, I'm still waiting for you to answer my question.
Oh, I'm sorry, Maze, I walked away. I'm sorry. What was your question?
Yeah, I told him. He was calling you, and I told him you probably was doing something.
Who was calling me?
What?
Who was calling me?
I guess Russ Limbaugh Waterby.
Pardon me?
The Russ Limbaugh guy.
Oh, I don't know which one.
George.
Who was? George, you wanted me there?
We thought we lost you.
No, I had to step away for a second. I'm sorry.
We thought we lost you, dear.
No.
Well, I'm glad you're still with us.
Yeah, I'm still here.
And I'm still waiting for
now,
an answer.
And hello, East Coast.
And you're waiting for an answer from whom?
All of the people that not have a heart to say what we see is wrong.
We're trying to fix it. I don't know what you're doing. You want to dwell on it.
I'm saying, is it
okay.
wrong?
We want to fix it. You want to dwell on it.
You're not talking about fixing anything.
Oh, really?
Like,
what did I say?
Two more days would probably happen again, and you'd be still on.
I've got one idea. People would like to hear it.
What's your solution to fixing it? Tell us what it is to fixing it. Unless you just want to dwell on it.
I asked you, did you think it was wrong? I'm not dwelling on anything.
We said it's wrong. Everybody here said it's wrong.
I have an idea, but you just
disregarded
what I just said.
You need to turn your radio down and you will stop echoing.
I can't say another word.
Turn your radio down and you will stop echoing because that's what you were doing.
I mean, the woman that's on the line with us just wants to dwell on things.
No.
Mike wants to sit here and try and repeat himself constantly, so I give up.
Good.
Okay, well, the woman that's on the line, other than myself right now, is Maze. Her name is Maze.
You.
Okay.
You.
All right, and I know that we're trying to bring Jay in. Jay, are you on?
You.
Hello, dear. Is this Jay or Naj?
This is Naj.
Hello, sweetheart. How are you?
Hi, Naj.
I'm doing well. How you doing? What's up, everybody?
Good, good, good.
Okay.
Okay.
Can I get into the conversation?
Yes, please.
It's finally starting to calm down. Everybody's trying to take turns and respect each other. We can have a grown-up conversation, right?
Can you speak fast?
We can
okay,
do that. No, no need to speak fast. Because if we speak fast, we won't understand each other. So let's just respectfully let everybody make their point. If you have a counterpoint, make your point. But let's get some information out here.
Yeah.
Okay. Big picture, I understand what the other side is saying. And by the other side, I'm talking about Mike and George. And that saying, okay, this is not in game about race. This is about citizens and their rights. Big picture. small picture, what's on the ground, what people are actually facing, it is exactly about race. Because we're talking about a city where 64% of the population is black, but 94% of the police force is white. That is a bad calculation for any city. Anywhere, you're going to have tension, you're going to have some problems, if that's the way your police force is set up. Now, getting into this whole thing about what's going on today, what we saw today was the police basically not only try to instigate a fight, but we saw the police use all of these tools that are based off the Patriot Act and other and the drug war, the ability for the police to militarize to the point of you're seeing urban tanks and you're seeing M4s and guys with camouflage on in the urban setting of concrete. They're still wearing camouflage. So it's like you got these guys out here hyped up, feeling like they're playing Call of Duty and just trashing citizens' rights. We saw citizens with guns raised on them who were standing peacefully in the middle of the street with their hands up. We saw three journalists go to jail today for taking pictures of the police, which is actually their job at any historic moment. It's the job of the journalist to be there to document it. So when you see the police taking journalists to jail and saying that the media cannot be here, and then we hear this morning about a no-fly zone and things like that, we're talking about Americans losing their rights as citizens. And for us to sit back and allow it is laughable. And I would make the statement that the libertarians and the people who constantly talk about patriotism and their rights as a citizen and the Constitution, none of them showed up. We've had 3 days for different organizations to show up.
I happen to say a little bit. I happen to talk about patriotism, Josh, and I'm not a libertarian.
Excuse me. Let him finish his statement, please.
We saw them roll up for Clive and Bundy. We did not see them roll up today. The major news media, CNN, MSNBC, Fox, and the other stations were not there today. Most of them took a little small screenshot and used internet footage to complete their coverage. And most of the good coverage was live streams from independent news organizations. I'm no fan of Alex Jones, but hell, he had a team on the ground there. And they're making the statement that the police jammed their live stream signal and knocked them off air. Now, if we're allowing things like this to go on in America, I have to say this to other people. You reap what you sow. So when you allow that to happen to one part of the population, it will also eventually happen to you. So you kind of have to nip things like this in the bud immediately. Now, getting to the point that so many people are hitting on, talking about the rioters and protesters are not the same group. The protesters are organized. Some of them are from Howard University and local churches and groups there in Ferguson. The rioters are people in the city who felt the tension, felt the anger, and wanted to do something. Now, if they just wanted to steal, of course, there's going to be that group out there as well.
Yep.
But if you take the conversation to just the rioters, you are missing the whole point of rights, freedom, and the whole idea of citizenship because you're being led astray and missing the big picture. So please don't
I disagree with you. The bigger picture of this is if these people that were looting, separate than the protesters, if these people that were looting were really concerned about this issue, about this boy and other boys being killed and everything else, they wouldn't have looted. They would have taken it and dismantled City Hall, gone after the police building. Can you imagine what would that police department do if there were 5,000, 8,000 people outside that police department?
Mike, hold on. First of all, I'm not here saying that the looters were people who had good intentions.
They didn't hear me make that statement.
Now the second part, you said they should have went to City Hall or the police station. No, they couldn't have.
Take it apart.
Just hold on. After Brown was shot, I'll give them the information. After Brown was shot, they did not call in the medics. They did not set up anything else. They called in other police forces and K-9 units and set up a perimeter to trap people in the area that they were in. There was no way they were getting to the police station, courthouse, or anywhere else.
Nope.
That was why the cars were there.
There we go.
That was why the cops were there and the armored troops were there.
What about the nighttime?
They cut off all exits. There was no getting to where you
nighttime,
want it to go.
Afterwards, when they picked up the body and everything, that was open, and the protesters started, and they took the streets.
Listen,
if they wanted,
gassed the senator. They even gassed the senator.
Yeah, the senator.
Right.
And
yeah, you're talking about Maria Chappelle Nadal. She's a state senator for Missouri who's been a real proponent of gun rights. Well, not gun rights, but I guess you could say gun bans and other things that aren't popular with the police. So they don't like her. So it's kind of odd that she was able to get gassed yesterday. But, yeah, she's actually come out and said that she was gassed. A sitting state senator was gassed in America. Now, you think about that. And I got a lot of questions for other people, too, because I went through my Facebook pages from a few years back, and I looked at all of the people I know who were up clapping and cheering during the Arab Spring when they said, oh, those people are against an oppressive situation, and they're peacefully protesting. And I saw nothing but good remarks and likes and people excited about it. But then I see American citizens actually denouncing other citizens for standing up for their rights and concentrating on the rabble, meaning the looters. And I'm amazed that Americans can't think properly enough to see that the big story is your rights, not the looters.
Hello. May I say something now? Or do I have to wait still? Okay, I'll take that. I'll take silence as being I'm allowed to say something. First of all, if people are going to keep cutting each other, talking over each other, and talking over each other, nobody's going to understand one word anybody's saying. That being said, all right, hypocrites. I've spoken out about how the police arrest journalists. Now, if you were listening to my show, you would know that. And I'm George. I'm part of Fox News Online. Now you know the voice.
Oh,
right?
That's the number I want to be.
Okay, Mays,
no need for
Mays
shot.
And
let's
I,
keep this an adult
let him
conversation.
Make his statement,
I wasn't finished.
Okay, I just asked him to let you make your statement,
exactly.
George.
I didn't hear you. I did not hear you, dear.
Okay.
Don't get defensive. No need. Listen, the police are a bigger problem than anyone cares to admit. The police are a bigger problem than anyone is willing to admit, even the politicians. Now, the simplest solution is for people to go en masse to their common council meetings, to contact them, to go to their congressmen and senators' offices, do whatever it takes to get them to listen. You do whatever you have to do to get them to listen. Get them to understand, okay? Get them to understand that the bottom line is people are dying out on these streets, regardless of race,
right?
Because police don't give a damn. On top of everything else, if you haven't noticed lately, everyone, our police departments nationwide are being militarized. They're being given MRAPs. They're being given MRAPs, for God's sakes, armored personnel vehicles. They have no need for that shit. They shouldn't have that shit. But they're getting them. They're getting them at the drop of a hat. The DOD says, hey, you want an MRAP? You got it. Free of charge. It's yours. They've got more high-capacity rounds than cars that deliver pills in a bottle. They got more. They're allowed more bullets in their clips than we are here in New York alone. Do I fear the police? You're fucking right. I fear the police. But I'm willing to stand up and tell them, look, unless you got legitimate charges, go for it. You don't have legitimate charges, have a nice day. And if I get shot because I shot my mouth off, and that's all I did, by a cop, is anybody going to mourn my death? Fuck no, because I'm a white guy, or I'm a Hispanic guy, or I'm a black guy, or I'm this guy, or I'm that guy. It doesn't matter what color your skin is or what ethnicity you are. The cops are rogue. Not all of them, but a good vast majority. And the sooner people realize that, the better off they will be in combating the problem with common sense and logic and a little bit of brain smarts than sitting on a radio talk show talking over each other and expecting things to get better at 1 o'clock in the fucking morning. Now, I'll wait for a while.
Well, thank you for your statement, George.
No need to wait for a while because I need to clean up a few things.
May I say something?
Go ahead, Notch.
I'm sorry, sweetheart. George, you know what? Never mind. It's not even worth it. Go ahead, Notch. I'm sorry, dear.
Yeah. Okay. First things first.
That's right. You wanted something. I was starting.
No, hold on. Let me get my point in.
Let Notch go on. Go ahead, Notch.
Please. Okay, now first of all, like I said, big picture, that is the case. But small picture, dealing with reality, yes, race is a factor in this. And for you to sit up and say that, well, they do this to them. No, not in the same proportion. So we're talking about people who are being assassinated or murdered by the people who are public officials when we're talking about the police. And if one group is getting the worst of it, then I don't want to hear from another group saying, oh, we're all going through this. No. Black people have been telling y'all for 30 years that the police have been brutalizing them. Other people didn't want to listen. They made excuses for the police at every opportunity. They tried to say, oh, well, what was he doing? Or what's his background? What's his rap sheet? There was always an excuse not to look at things in an objective way. And now we have a situation to where they're attacking white people too. Yes, they are, but not in the same proportion. So to put the argument as if, okay, it happens to us all. No, it happens to us a hell of a lot more, which is why we have 6 deaths in the last 4 weeks, all by the police, high-profile deaths, all by the police. And these are the cases to where it's like there's no gray area. These are cases where it's like the cop in New York who choked Eric Garner to death. Everybody has his name. Everybody has the name of the cop in California as well. And for them to play this whole game of, well, we can't release his name because of the threat, nothing's going to happen to that man. They don't want to release his name because then people can go into his jacket and his file and see what kind of history he has as a policeman. And if you start to see brutality files there, you start to see reckless with his weapon files there, then you're going to see what kind of situation we're dealing with. That's why they're being so slow with this. The local police there decided to move everything up. They called St. Louis immediately because they knew they weren't equipped to handle this. Now, when you have a police force who says we have dash cams, but we haven't taken them out the box, but they seem to have every rifle you could name, every Hummer you could name, every militarized truck you could name, and camouflage, you start to wonder about their intentions. So what we're dealing with is a racist situation, and for us to try to tiptoe around it is cowardly. No, this is about black and white in that city, and that's the way it's been policed. And that's why we have so many criminal people out here doing these things that they're doing. And, yes, that whole police force does need to change. You can't have those demos out there like that, as far as the numbers I gave you earlier, and think that you're going to have justice. It just is not going to happen. You will never see an all-black police force in Chinatown. They wouldn't allow it. You won't see that in a white town. They wouldn't allow it because they know that that's going to lead to either impropriety or just the illusion of impropriety, which is damn near as bad when you're talking about citizens and a policeman with a badge who has, you know, all power over that area. It's a bad situation.
And what should be, can I speak now? And what should be done about it? These libertarians and these all these people that want the rights, those innocent people walking down the street that was harmed and shot down, they should be right on the front lines, writing letters, calling those mayors and those governors and telling them to do right by the citizens. But now you don't hear them. Is they like, Rand Paul should be there too, having a conversation. But none of those people around that talk about freedom and their rights that they got and amendments that they got, none of them to be heard. All you hear them is talking about a riot, which has nothing to do with the conversation.
Yeah. And it's crazy, go ahead.
I'm not a libertarian, but yet I am a patriotic American. I do believe in my country, and I believe in making the system fair. That's why a broken system needs fixing. That's the whole point of this. We've got to fix the system. And the only way we're going to fix the system is if we work together. We here at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning on a talk show, battling back and forth, nothing's going to get accomplished. Not one thing. We need to be doing it in the daytime where the politicians are in their offices. We need to do it while they're sitting in their offices, sipping on their lattes, and acting like total jerks. Let them know the police, at least a vast majority of them, are out of control.
But until George, I agree with you there, but there has to be some...
Ron, you have some people that have been on hold for like 40 minutes or more with their hands up.
Okay. Well, bring them in. We can bring them on.
You got it.
No,
I'm in
one.
The chat room now.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
All right.
I'm going to open these up real quick.
I just came back in the chat room.
And look, I'm looking in the chat, and I'm still seeing people talking about these riots. As if you can control 100% of any people anywhere. Uh-huh. Of course, there are going to be some rogue
just
elements.
A moment.
You do think. Man.
Right.
I hear a Primo that's saying hello.
That's me.
Hello, could you tell me your name, please?
Yes, my name is Navi.
Navi?
Yes, N-O-V-I-E.
Hello, Navi.
I hope you guys are all calm now.
I hope so, dear.
Well, I totally agree with Nav, and I understand the point of, I think that's saying that people need to knock on the door of the of your state senate and make them be accountable.
No, that wasn't Ron. I think that was Mike or George.
George. I don't know. It's been so many conversations going back and forth. I start to lose count of who it actually is. But I don't live in St. Louis, but I know we have the same problem in Houston, Texas as well. And whether he wants to agree to the fact that black people have been always profiled, young men have been taught by their parents to dress a certain way so that they will not be profiled driving down the street. This has been a long, ongoing situation. Now, I don't agree with the looting that was done because that doesn't resolve the situation. Like the mother had said, that all this looting is not going to bring her son back, and I agree with that. But there's more intel into that. There has to be more of a stand than what has been done. Yes, Al Sharpton and all of them come down there, but we as people need to make the change because we're the only ones that's going to see the great effect of it. Because all these activists can say what they want to say, but they're not actually going to stay in the situation when the heat starts getting a little cooler. We have to be more proactive than the opposite.
I agree with you 100%.
I do too.
Absolutely right. Absolutely.
Naza, that is Ron. That's the host of the show.
Okay.
How you doing? Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. And it, I just feel that it has escalated to a higher level degree. Yes, this has been going on for eons. It just didn't happen yesterday. But like Nas says, the escalation has gone up higher. It's starting to be a known common thing as a numbing that when you see it, you're saying, oh, another one. That's where we're at now. And that's
right.
What we
when I think about this, man, but there again, also, this could be a catalyst to a bigger problem, you know, because it is getting a lot. It's getting world attention. So, you know, because it's so odd, you know, why would this man do that to a kid that was actually getting on his knees, had his hands in the air, and didn't have a weapon in the first place? There's not been no explanation of why. They say, well, the kid was trying to get in the car. Well, that story just don't make no sense. You know, the kid's away from the car was when the guy shot him. So that don't work. That lie ain't working out for me. So,
well,
you know,
you're never going to get you'll get it from the people who were there who actually saw it.
Right.
Saw on the media of a young girl who said that they confiscated her phone because she recorded it all that happened. Then I'm hearing
right.
from other sources that they're saying that he did try to fight back and so forth. But even if he did, he's a child. Yes, the crime rate and the drugs is very lucrative in that area, but you can't judge every book by its cover and say that this individual, I also heard that this young man had a rap sheet, but how would they know that, that you wouldn't be able to determine that just by getting a call in that something's going on, that he supposedly
right.
had taken something. Now, I know the process of how they deal with the other lady, the one that you wanted, I don't remember your name, ma'am, but you're the one that asked George a question that you were still waiting for. I want to address to you to confirm what he's saying about how the system is.
It was not me she was asking for the answer from. It was Mike.
Mike, I didn't know the name. That's why I'm just trying to relate the conversation so that somebody can help me out, and thank you for that. The system
By the way,
does
I'm
work.
George.
Okay. Well, I'm Navi. Nice to meet all of you guys. The system works in that way. I served on the grand jury for 3 months, and a lot of my cases were dealing with police forcemen. So the process of how they get it treated is a lot less, it's more lenient than it would be for an actual citizen. So they get a little bit more of a leverage than it would an average Joe or Jane.
Of course.
Is that fair? No, it's not. But that's just how the Constitution is for them. That's
okay,
where we have to make. Go ahead.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
The system is lenient. So when the guy that got choked in New York, the union said that they were going to fight to the death of him. That man didn't choke and kill him, which they got a law, which is against the law, to strangle somebody. So why would you have the police union standing up there, standing up for a man that you saw in real killing somebody?
Because how the union worked, ma'am, that's the purpose
and what
of
was,
you and your
dude. I'm saying the police union. What can you do against
right.
people that's acting like that? So you think that they should be even having a job?
No, I don't agree with those policemen that treated that man in New York. I mean, he clearly said that he was having breathing problems, and with so many of them there, they should have been able to contain him without putting that much pressure, regardless of his size. Hey, they had a gun. You know, that's, I mean, the first thing we're going to do as people, when you see a weapon, you'll be a fool to try to fight back when you know it's just a matter of seconds all a bullet takes. So I don't agree with what they did, but I'm just speaking of how the policies are. And that's where I'm saying there's a lot of change that we have to do, but we can't just keep on talking on the phone and going back and forth. We have to put it in action because we can talk until we're blue.
That's what I've been saying.
But if we don't,
some people don't have no action to put it into, because when you got the governor and the mayor the same way the police department, where do you go?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
You're going to be landing too.
Okay, well, hey, because, you know, sometimes you have to die for a cause. You have to wake up people. I mean, we can go back into history, ma'am. If we didn't have our forefathers, our leaders who fought for us, would we be where we are today? If they just said, I can't, because this is how it's done. We're going to get shot. We're going to get hung. We have to take a stand and trust that our voices will be heard.
That's not what brought laws.
That's not what?
That's not what stopped the hangings and all of that. The laws that came about is what stopped all of the hangings and the shootings and the stuff that we see now.
Yeah, but they spoke up. You think that would have came in effect if they didn't speak?
They didn't speak up. They just stopped shopping.
Oh, no,
and
ma'am.
And they stopped spending money.
So,
I was there.
Okay.
I was there.
You was there when Harriet Tubman and all them were...
No, not Harriet Tubman.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm speaking of way back. If you think they just kept quiet and didn't do anything, then things wouldn't change. Everything is going to have a law to it. I mean, what are we trying to do? We're trying to change the law of how it is now, right? In order for it to be put in place.
Everything is going to change if enough people get fed up with it and stop complaining. I mean, putting a riot in the place of what's really going on. If everybody starts speaking up, sending letters to that little town and all these places where we're seeing all these kids getting shot, and now they're jumping on the media.
don't even want it to be seen.
See,
you must be getting ready to do something dirty because you don't want it to be seen.
You gotta,
Greg had them going to jail.
Listen, you got to understand.
Man on his own front porch.
A lot of these places down the South and the Midwest are not really diverse with the police department and places where of power, position of power. Let's be real. I mean, they said it, that there was only three, you know, black officers on that, whether
police force
in a district, you know, police force in that town. I mean, it shows the diversity, and then it shows nobody on the board, you know, with the Board of Education. I mean, you know, we still living in certain some of these places, like we're back in time, and the mind frame is actually the same way. I mean, you can see it, and you know,
mm-hmm.
you got people that are very close-minded. They don't know how to interact with other people, and I mean, you heard it for yourself where they caught the guy off, you know, saying, you know, or bring it on, you know, these animals. You know, you see how, I mean, he's speaking his mind. I mean, this is how a lot of, I'm not going to say all, but a lot of these Caucasian officers look at, you know, our people, and also sometimes make our own people that join the force look at us like that. You know, and it's because, you know, they have no, you know, interaction, but the interaction they have when they're dealing in the police force, you know, they live in their own little world. And, you know, again, they only, whatever they're exposed to, which would be the TV and movies and things of that nature, which will be probably in the entertainment field, you know, or what's on the news. And, you know, they think that they're going into a war zone. So I think that a lot of that has to do with the way they also deal with people. I said it on another show, is you know, the approach, how they, you know, speak to people is always an authoritarian approach to stuff, and it's never on a human level, you know, whether they're going to harass you or not. I'm just saying that the characteristic of when they, most of the approaches is always, you know, almost like a talk down to you or talk to you like, you know, you got an elder talking to you or something like that. And I think that the attitude has to change, you know, and the training has to be changed completely in a lot of different ways. And like I said, diversity has a lot to do with it. And also, are people in position, getting in position where we make differences when things like this happen, or it shouldn't happen, because they know, you know, there's going to be consequences to this. And I'm not talking about, I'm talking about legal ramifications. You know, if you do something, we can't play because we don't run this. You know, we're here to serve the people, and, you know, we got to follow the rules, because if we do mess around, you know, there's going to be consequences. And a lot of times, because they feel so comfortable, and a lot of the prosecutors are connected with these same officers,
yeah.
You know, it's a connection. They work for
uh-huh.
the same agency. So do your homework, you know, on that, you know, and like I said, and also our people need to also teach our kids how to deal with these officers. It's a shame that you have to be almost like in a fear, but, you know, also how to, because, you know, you can even get shot for talking out your mouth. So you got to be very careful, you know, and kind of, you know, it's sad that you have to be talking to them, you know, almost like a little child. But especially for the youth, you know, to know how to deal, you know, in the situation, and kind of like somewhat prepare them so, you know, they could try to avoid some of these situations, because even when you, you know, you do what you can and you still end up becoming a victim. So, you know, it's nothing guaranteed, but at the end of the day, like I said, for me, the most important thing is training these officers, more diversity. We need more power. People of diverse, you know, we need some of different diversity. You know, we the officers, we this, we that, we the workers, but we're never the ones in position. I mean, and the people that are, sometimes because we're not there in numbers, constrained by numbers, you know, these guys, they stray off and they forget, you know, what their whole agenda was there to get there from the beginning. You know,
Naj, it's fine. Okay, I got to tell you a quick story. It goes. I agree with what you're saying, but also you got to look. There's a bigger, like you said, about teaching the kids and everything else, and how to handle themselves, and also training the police. But also, there's another side of this that the group and the people that were there should have looked at to even take control of the situation before it got to the point that you're letting a separate group, well, don't look at them. They have nothing to do with the real protesters or the riots. The rioters aren't helping this issue. Now, anybody that's on it, that's the real protesters, they should have done something to squash that immediately. Whatever they could do to squash it and distance themselves from that immediately. Go to the media and everything, because that puts a face on this event for the average person that's out there in America. And that hurts. That's not helping the cause whatsoever. Those looters, and I'll tell you, I mean, look at, I was reading an article about looting in different countries. In Japan, when there was the meltdown and people were, anarchy, people were being moved and everything else, there were no riots. There were no looting. There was no looting. In the Ukraine, they just had a revolution. Read it. I was just reading the articles. There was no looting. So it depends on the society and everything. Our society here in America now, it's driven by greed. I'm convinced of it. It's a chance. Let me get what I can. They should have shut it down. They should have stopped it. And give you an idea about stopping it, there was a black gentleman that here in my town that had an arrest record, and he had a gun that was around his neck, and he was in a housing development, which he was banned. There was a judgment out or whatever they call it, where he wasn't allowed to be on that property. So the police were called in. Now the cop that went to respond to this knew the kid. They went to school together. They were friends from when he went. Now one kid took one road, the other guy took the white guy took became a cop. Now he went. He told him, "You got to leave." A fight started. He went to tackle him. They ended up getting in a fight on the ground. He was trying to handcuff him.
143.
The gun went off.
One.
Can I speak?
Okay. Now, I hear somebody else talking in the background, but the gun went off. He stayed there trying to save this kid's life with tears in his eyes. I mean, everybody was there. Everybody saw it because it was a friend of his. He didn't want to. You don't know.
Our neighbors, are you?
Now, what happened was the Baptist church. The minister was a customer of mine, used to come in all the time with one of the deacons into the restaurant. And he told me himself, he said, "You know what? Al Sharpton called him up and offered, I forget how much money it was, like for $6,000 or $8,000, he'd come up and create some sort of a protest." And the minister told me, "We don't need this. This wasn't a racial event. This wasn't a race. We don't need problems in our community. We don't have that type of issue, and we're not going to stir it up and create that type of an issue out of this." That wasn't there. There was nothing there. These two knew each other from school. They were friends. That was a documented fact. This wasn't even...
Okay, can I...
All right. You see what I'm saying? Sorry, I guess you're blowing off.
Well, let me respond. Can I respond to him?
Okay, excuse me, y'all.
Yeah.
Look, we're down to 15 minutes, so we have... Lord...
I think the rioters heard it. They did damage.
We have 15 people on the line, and I'm going to go down the line, and darn, 15 minutes, wow.
Well everybody... I just want to thank you guys for listening to my voice.
Excuse me, excuse me.
And you guys have a good evening.
And thank you.
Yeah, come back and see us. Absolutely, come back and see us.
Sure will.
Thank you. We'll give everyone a minute. And if you can make it shorter than a minute, then I would appreciate it because we are truly out of time. So the first one I have is 832.
Okay.
You want to make a brief comment?
That's golf
okay, 832. I don't have time to wait.
Nope.
Okay. 914.
That's me.
Okay.
It's Mike. I feel that the rioters caused a problem. They made the thing worse. That's what I think.
Okay, thank you.
You're such a short-sighted...
Okay, please, y'all, so I don't have to mute everyone that's taking up more minutes. 803.
I'm not getting into anything. Good show. I'm staying out of it.
Okay, thank you. We have a 111. I don't know who you are, so I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll come back to you.
Hello?
No, hold it's on. Not you because I don't know. 845.
That's if it's if the first three digits are 214, that's me.
That's you.
That's
then.
You.
Yeah. So I kept my cell phone on because in case I went to get coffee or something.
Okay.
Now we could sit here and go back and forth back and forth like we've been doing.
No.
But
I'm sorry, George. I got to really push you because it's only a minute. Okay?
I have nothing further to say.
Good.
Okay, I'm sorry for cutting you off, but we have to get everyone else. Thank you.
Yeah, we got a board pool. Big board pool.
713.
That's
713.
That's me.
Oh, okay.
Go to the next one.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, George, we're back to you.
No, I tried to say what I was going to say, but you didn't give me a chance.
You got two lines on.
10 seconds, that's all I needed. Thank you.
I'm sorry, George. I got a lot of lines and only a few minutes. I'm sorry. Jay.
Just training, more diversity, more of our people in position of power that, you know, are for the people and are not going to be biased once they get in position. You know, sad situation for the young brother, and, you know, I think more unity in the community. And, you know, that's it.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, we have another 111, and 111, since I don't know who you are, I'm sorry, we'll come back to you. 303.
They're on mute.
Oh.
They're all muted.
Yes, they are. I'm sorry. 303.
Hi, Antoinette. No, I'm just listening.
Okay, well, thank you very much. And who am I speaking with?
My name is Summer.
Oh, thank you very much, honey. Okay,
thank
I'm going.
Thanks, great show.
Thank you, and thank you for coming.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Iggy, I know you don't have your hand up, but just in case you have a statement or a comment that you would like to make. Okay, I take that as a no, and I'll put you back on hold. We have another 111, and I'm sorry, 111s, but we'll have to come back to you. 571. Okay, I got to open you. 571?
Yes, listening. Just listening.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for coming. Appreciate it.
Okay, Ron, you can handle the 111s.
All right, here we go. Black caller, how's it going? What do you have a closing statement you'd like to give us before we end this show? I guess not. Okay. Let's see. All right. Come on, damn thing.
I don't know where you are, so.
I'm coming up the bottom up.
Okay. So you want to.
Caller 111, how's it going, man? Do you have anything to throw into this conversation before we close out this show?
No, it's not, Bob. We just are listening over here. Thank you, Master.
All right, man. Well,
okay,
I appreciate
you. Know
you.
Who that is.
Yeah, I know who it is. Yeah, he knows. Yeah, he's calling to talk to his Lord God. All right, then
okay,
we got some. I think we got May still on here.
Okay, so maybe that 111. Okay.
Yeah. Nope. It's not.
Okay, 111. Oh, I just blocked. Okay,
I'm sorry. There we go.
Hello,
there you go,
it's
me.
Is that
you?
I'm sorry.
All right, here you go.
Y'all finally got to me. I'm going to be quick and short. There's a mayor in a little town with three black policemen. He said he don't want no rogue policemen on his shift because he threw them out. He said that they would never be on his shift because he didn't want to cause any problems in his town. So if they stop hiring these rogue policemen, we will stop seeing some of this shooting that we see. And if you got a heart and paying attention to detail, the riots had nothing to do with what we see six people dead on the street that was no weapon to harm anybody with. So that's what needs to stop. And all these people that want the right to carry need to have the right to stand up for those people that got shot down that didn't want to carry. Have a good one.
All right.
Thank you, Mace.
Absolutely. Wow. What a show.
Yeah.
Love on and
Yes.
I sure appreciate everybody.
Yes.
But, you know,
I think we got everyone,
idea.
Didn't we?
Yep.
Or did we miss anyone? Well, make sure we didn't miss anyone.
We got 8 minutes left.
Well, to give my own opinion, you know, I think that we're having too many children, too many loss of lives that is being killed on these streets. And as I said, and I put the link in there earlier, if you go to the King Alfred Plan, Rex 84, that you will be able to see that this is something that has been planned, and we see it being carried out. Oh, Lord, and I talk too much tonight. So, you see, that is being planned and it's being completed, and no, you know, it shouldn't be any looting or anything else, but nor the top priority, it shouldn't be all of these loss of innocent lives. And there's my statement.
Well, I look at it like this. Either way, it's wrong. You know, for all these years we've been doing this show and all the shows I've been on, I still keep saying the same thing. They are against us, the regular people, and they don't care about the color. You know, it's sad that this black child was shot that way, you know. But I don't see him as in color. I see him as a living, breathing person. He could have been the one that cured the AIDS virus. He could have been the one that cured cancer. He could have saved burning children of a building, whatever reason. There's some good in each and every one. So there's a little bit of good in all of it, some way. You know, the kid, his mother struggled to keep him in school, to keep him going. So that poor woman went through a battle just to keep him going, but she did. She succeeded. You know, bless her loving heart. She needs to support everybody, anybody. That kid, you know, didn't deserve what he got. And that's what killed me. Now, you know, what this thing we see a lot in this country, in these cities like this, I mean, I grew up in St. Louis area. I mean, I know how it is there. But actually, I grew up in East St. Louis, which is, you know, better than St. Louis. But, yeah, right. Yeah. East St. Louis is a wasteland. And it was rough country growing up there. But anyway, but I grew up with black people. You know, I mean, that's the why I live around. And I never had a problem with it. Never did. Now, I've been in fights with black kids before. You know, well, hey, that's just the way it is, man. It's part of growing up. But we were never, it never became a race thing for any of us. And I still have good friends still to this day, you know, in East St. Louis. But, you know, it came to the point where the police, like, you know, Georgia was saying, and, you know, that you know, they were militarized. And that's what they're doing. They're militarized. So they come up with this philosophy, you know, like was said about how with the Patriot Act. It's like we don't have no more say-so. Now, the other night we had a show going. We had the clip up there about the Constitution. He didn't give a shit about the Constitution because Obama doesn't give a shit. That's the kind of mentality we're working with here. You know, it came to the point where you're actually scared. You're to hide from the cops. Not that you're doing anything wrong. You're just scared to be around them. You don't know what they're liable to do. It's a fear factor. It's a big fear that's been put in our hearts for these people. And it's a shame. Serve and protect. You don't see them on police cars anymore. They're not out for service, and they're not out for practice. They're out to fucking steal money. You know what I mean? And now it's getting where they're getting ruthless like the mob. You know, they're just shooting people, period. I mean, what could they have gained from this kid? You know, he would have been a productive member of society. He was a productive member of society. In this grammar school, he should have been in college this past Monday. He should have walked in the university. That's exactly what he was doing. But because a cop wants to be stupid and say, well, I killed somebody. I'm a big, billy badass. Because I shot this motherfucker. You know what I mean? That's what the mentality I'm thinking of him. But, I mean, it's sad. It's a horrible thing. I mean, we all need to pray for the family, pray for his soul. I mean, that's a sad thing. But there again, you know, it's my opinion. That's what I believe in. And I really appreciate each and every one of you guys come out tonight and listen to the show. But we keep on it. We try to stay on track as much as I can. Sometimes I have bad nights, sometimes good nights. It just depends on what mood I'm in, I guess. But it's just had to come out. I had to put this out here, you know, to keep it going. Because, I mean, we got to be awake. We got to wake up in this country. Everybody's got to stop sleeping. You got to wake up and look around you and see what's going on. Because you might feel better about yourself when you really know the truth. Because we've been lied to a lot, folks. So, time to wake up. Anyways, I want to thank each and every one. I want to thank the internet with me. I've been missing you, dear. Missing you a lot.
I'm sorry. But, I'm This
I know you
this
got,
is
well,
getting the best of me. And we'll have to talk.
Well, we will, my dear. Absolutely. Absolutely.
But again, I want y'all to truly look up the King Alfred Plan, Rex 84, and it will explain a lot of things to you. So tonight, we just like to thank everyone for coming. I'm sure that there will be a lot more to continue to discuss about this tomorrow.
Well, we'll be back tomorrow at the same time, 10 o'clock, 10 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Yeah, and I'm going to play the same song that I played earlier, Blame It on the Government, because, you know, hey, who else?
You got it.
You know, this mother did everything that she should, and I think everyone needs to think about this now. You know, this is a couple of days where this woman is still grieving really hard, along with his father, where this mother is still, you know, looking for her son to come through the door.
Exactly.
You know, this is a mother who, this is her child, this was her baby that is gone now.
I'm good to go. And I'm out of here, sweetie. I'll see y'all.
Yep, I am too. Have a good night, y'all.
Blame it on the news, never tell the truth. Blame it on the Fed, reason for the debt. Blame it on the government. Blame it on the government. They always say that they won't, but I know that they front, cause they plan what they want, but they don't want.